God.
Hey, man.
Oh, man, it just gets me.
Shit.
Rock hard.
Right at the start of the show,
no.
4 months in a row from Ballin' Hobo.
That
first part was not part of the sub alert. That's just cool. There's a zombie in the studio chat. Look at him. How you doing, dude?
I'm great.
I like your festive shirt.
Yeah.
The season to be jolly, it is.
Yeah.
So how was your night?
Was fun.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah,
we got video of that. We're going to get to it later. But hey, everybody, how you doing out there? It's Seth, the Colby Show. I'm Seth. He's Colby. It's our Christmas episode. And by Christmas episode, I mean it's the one that happens before Christmas.
Guys.
We're not really going to do anything special to celebrate Christmas in any way except this. We got to drop this jam anytime we can, man. I have
everything on my list, my man.
What I did is I took this song. I edited out the Kool-Aid portion that ruined it and turned it into a 45-minute long loop. So we can just have this play in the background the entire show if we want. I thought about going for 2 hours, but that just seemed extreme.
Yeah, probably.
Like, honestly, what it was, I was like, hey, we could do 2 hours of this, okay?
Uh-huh.
But I feel like at 2 hours, I might as well make it 10, right? Put it up on YouTube, 10-hour loop, Lil Jon.
Yes, might as well.
Okay, but the problem was, is that this technically isn't a loop of the song because I edited out the Kool-Aid portion at the end.
Yes.
That ruins the whole song.
Right.
So I would have to do like a 10-hour loop of just the Little John parts of this song. And that seemed like a really convoluted YouTube title. So I'm like, well, let's not make it the 10-hour. So then I just stopped it where I'd already looped it, and that was right about 45 minutes. So
you could have just done it, and people would have been like, yeah, that's it.
I mean, I think I actually, for the first time, when we watched this on Thursday, we stopped before the Kool-Aid Man because we knew it was going to ruin it.
Yeah.
I watched it for the first time today. It ruins it. Yeah. So I'm glad we didn't. This is the best part. Icy says, ooh, Yoda, by the way.
Get out. Get.
By the way, here comes the edit. You ready? That's the edit right there, dude. Flawless, man. Flawless edit. Flawless edit.
What the fuck do you have against Yoda, Icy?
Yeah, Yoda's fine. Yoda's fine, man.
What the
hell? If we need some cheer in the middle of the day, we could just hit the button and we could drop
cheer,
some.
Man.
You need more cheer? Just anytime we need it, man. We can just hit the button. Does it make you feel better already? I think it's good, man. We just need a little John sometimes, and we'll just hit the button if the show becomes too depressing or you get too hungover or something. You know, we can just hit the little John button. Boom.
Yeah.
It works every time.
It does.
It's like a prescription. It's fantastic, actually. So we'll keep that on the deck just in case we need it. But
that's cool, man.
But yeah, man, we got the little John for today. So I think besides that, not much really special happening for the Christmas episode.
No.
Chris is cooking food and smells delicious in here. That's
smells like asshole.
Okay.
Oh yeah! I go in between having way too much energy and none.
It's like real fluctuating. Quick. It's like yeah. It's like a cord isn't
it's
connecting.
Real quick, I'll talk about cords being disconnected.
What?
My entire world.
What does that mean?
Got disconnected.
What does that mean?
I may have blacked out last night.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
We have video from the night, so
yeah, I mean a lot of it I
a
remember,
little bit drunk, but not too bad. You're fine.
I just missed like a bit at the end.
Okay.
I think.
So here's what I know. Let me just start with this. Okay, because
okay.
I wasn't there. Here's what I know. Colby came over to my place, me and Chris's place, on Friday, and we did our Friendsmas. Now, our Friendsmas consists of us all being in pajamas because we're all so laid back. We don't care. All right. Literally, I'm in pajamas.
Yeah.
And you, I don't even remember what you wore.
Just pants,
thanks, Acid, for the host. But it wasn't anything fancy because
no.
we're not about that here. Okay.
No.
We like to relax and have a good time. It's easy. Okay. He's not cool guy. J Bar. He's hungover. There's a massive. See. We got to get him back into the show. We got to pump him up. There we go.
Is everything on my list, bitch?
I feel like we gotta play it to that part every time at least, you know, right?
Uh-huh.
Right. So here's what I know. They didn't come over till 10 o'clock which is pretty usual, honestly. But they didn't come over till 10 o'clock because they were making 100 Jello shots for Saturday night. Is that number correct, 100? Do I remember that correctly?
I think it was like 90.
Okay, so close to 100 Jello
basically
shots.
Basically 100.
And Britt was also cooking... Turkey. Yeah, she was bringing an entire turkey.
Bacon-covered turkey.
Bacon-covered turkey to this Friendsmas. Yep. And for those of you who remember, you know this like me, I think it might have been last Sunday, Colby was very upset at one of the people that was going to the Friendsmas because he refused to participate in the gift exchange, the Yankee Swap, I think is what we decided it was called.
Yes.
And everyone was just kind of like, everyone else is doing the Yankee Swap except him, because he decided that he would rather buy an individual gift for an individual, and if he couldn't do that, he's just not going to participate whatsoever. I'll give you three guesses as to who it was. It's Tone. So he was mad about that last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tone was bringing biscuits, right?
Rolls.
He was bringing rolls. Other people were bringing, I wish I could remember, but what were the other people bringing? Remember?
Lizzie got fried chicken.
Fried chicken, that's what it was. And then Colby was bringing a bacon-wrapped turkey and 100 Jello shots.
And mashed potatoes. And gravy.
For the Friendsmas on Saturday night. So, that's what I know. All those things mixed together, and then Saturday night happens, and luckily... Tone, the man who did not participate, documented a good 2-3 hours of the Yankee Swap, and I have recorded it off Snapchat, and we could show it.
It was not 2 or 3 hours.
felt like an hour watching the five minute clip. So what I did is I discovered screen recording on iOS. It's apparently that's something you can do. I didn't know you could do that. That's pretty fancy. Mm-hmm. You can just swipe up and hit a button, and boom, it counts down from three, and then you record. Whatever's on your screen, man.
Whatever you want.
Like, does Snapchat people get notified that I record that?
Probably, yeah.
I wonder how that works.
I don't know about stories.
Because that's all I did was a story, yeah.
Right. I think it does if you're, like, in a personal chat.
Okay.
It still sends, like, they screenshotted this.
Oh, it counts as a screenshot.
But I don't know.
Well, I think
stories.
On a story it shows who screenshotted it, but it doesn't, like, notify you. Like, you have to swipe down and be like, here's who viewed it, here's who screenshotted it. So it probably shows up as a screenshot. But the point is that it's a public story. Okay, and I will say, I think the story is roughly a minute and a half, because I edited out a bunch of pictures of him, like, taking pictures of his food and stuff that you don't want to see.
Yeah.
All right, I edited that stuff out. But, like, the parts with Colby, and there's a couple gift exchange parts in there, I will say in the hour and 45 minutes, Colby asked twice not to be filmed, and then one guy I don't know also said, don't film me. And I'm not sure if it's a joke or not, that guy, because I don't know him. But Pinella took it as a joke every time.
Yep.
Don't film me. And he's like, every time.
Yep.
And so I do.
Then again, all right, to give him credit, there was a lot of other people recording.
There was. In fact, one of these stories you'll see, there's a phone taking a video of, like, I don't understand. Does everybody in your friends group, but you think they're a celebrity?
I don't know why they use social media.
Like, who's looking? Don't only the people that are at that party look at social media from the people at that party?
Apparently not.
Like, do they have a giant following of people like, I wonder what this lady did. Oh, look at that. That's crazy. Like, does that...
One of them has 1,000 followers on Instagram. I don't know what the fuck that was about. That shocked me.
Tone has 3,000 followers on Twitch, and they're all from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that doesn't...
They're all named Abdullah Bagugla.
No, but she's a female, and she has them. So I think that...
You don't think she bought them?
I doubt it.
You doubt it, but you're not sure?
I don't know. I don't care. Fuck those people. You know what I did with my phone? I
turned
sat
it off,
on it.
Yeah.
I sat on it.
Did you get my text last night?
Mm-hmm. Didn't even look at it.
You didn't?
I mean, I looked at it and then didn't respond or do anything to
but
it.
I figured like you wouldn't respond.
Yeah, no.
I just wanted you to know that I knew you were suffering 10 minutes into the party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was the first one. Hey, Sam, how's it going for you, man? Going good over here. I think it was about 9, 8, 10 my time in the evening, which is like really early for Colby to be anywhere, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I saw, hey, Acid, good to see you. I saw the first story on the Snapchat, and I clicked it, and it was 3 minutes ago. And it's literally Colby giving him the middle finger saying, why are you filming this, and then punching him in the stomach. We're going to see it here in a second.
That was only 8 o'clock.
Yes. And so that's when I text you, and I was like, hey, man, I just want you to know, have a good time tonight. I know you're suffering. Because I saw, like, literally the first 10 minutes, you were already annoyed by what was happening, and you had the rest of the night to go. Because what time did you arrive?
7:10.
So you'd already been there an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
We had already eaten by that point.
Good Lord, dude. I didn't even know you got out of bed by 7:10.
I really didn't. Actually, I did. What did I have to do yesterday? Oh, I had to go get a gift for the fucking thing.
Okay,
so
okay.
So we went to Walmart yesterday, midday. I wanted to shoot myself.
That's horrible. You should not have done that.
And then we went to Target to get this damn shirt.
Right.
Speaking of which, they
good
had...
Good shirt. Good shirt. I like it.
They had fucking ugly Christmas sweaters for Game of Thrones.
Okay.
They were so good.
Expensive, I bet, though.
30
right?
bucks.
Yeah. Well, that's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
For wearing
one
it once
night.
A year.
Yeah, one night.
No.
Yeah.
I'd rather stick with my $10 Yoda shirt.
Right.
But god damn it, like, Silent Night King.
Uh-huh.
Deck
that's
the Wall.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Good puns.
Tis the Last Season.
That's pretty good, too,
that was
man.
The one I was almost
that's
got.
That's pretty good.
But yeah.
Oh, that would have been close. You could have worn it for every Game of Thrones.
That is true.
You could have worn it, you know. But isn't Friendsmas supposed to be fun? Well, maybe we'll just cut to the chase, Acid. Did you have fun last night?
Yeah, man.
Okay, well, then there you go. That's all that matters.
I got really drunk.
Okay, I mean, okay, so let me put it this way. Before the drunkenness set in, were you having fun?
I was already kind of drunk when I got there.
Okay. Well, that's
I was
fine.
Three beers
I mean,
in
you're
when
supposed
I got
to
there.
Have fun. You're supposed to get gifts, but I mean, I want to know.
It was not.
Having fun?
Not at the... Well, right at the beginning, yeah. Then somebody came
okay.
that she didn't know was going to be there.
Okay.
She doesn't like this person.
Was it Tone?
It's very annoying. And so she got real mad about
okay.
him being there.
Okay,
and then he left.
Okay.
And then she was like, turn up! And then started drinking, and then she was dancing on couches, man. It was weird.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it was weird.
Well, we're going to hear... I want to ask all about this night, but I do feel, for the audience particularly, we got to show some video. Just so they kind of get a feel for the room
just
and
to know
what's
what
going
it's
on
like
and all that
there.
Stuff.
What?
So.
No Yoda Colby. Icy, explain yourself.
She doesn't like Yoda.
I don't get it.
I mean, Yoda's fine with me. I don't mind Yoda. Okay, so like I said, this is taken from unofficial Tony P Snapchat. I have screen recorded it. I have edited out the photos. We'll probably pause it, ask you some questions if you want me to pause it. Just yell it out. Here we go, man. Okay, let me, for courtesy, I'm going to do something that unofficial Tony P never does. It's okay if I show this, right? You don't care if I show it.
Oh, I probably care, yeah.
Yeah, you probably should.
I probably should.
But I mean, it's
but my life's on the internet, so.
Well, and also, this is a publicly available Snapchat.
Yeah, that's
like, remember, he goes on his YouTube channel of 10,000 subscribers, like, follow me on Snapchat, and they're all looking at this.
Too cringe?
Star Wars, in general, is too cringe for Icy.
Play the fucking video, man.
I do. I can't not go overboard.
Okay, so we got first question here.
Yeah.
Milk.
I don't know what that is.
There's milk there. Why?
I don't know.
You got Hawaiian Punch, you got cherries, you got
the cherries
Fresca,
are soaked in vodka.
You got Dr. Pepper, okay, so you got cherry soaked vodka, you got a big thing of whiskey there, and milk. One of these things doesn't belong.
Yeah, milk.
I don't think they're having White Russians, Acid. Do you know what a White Russian is?
Yeah, man, I like right by the
best. What's in it?
Milk and vodka.
Okay. You got lucky because you knew there was milk in it. You got lucky with the vodka part, and I know you did.
It's a White Russian. Of course it's vodka.
Because it's Russian.
I've had it before.
Okay.
But no, I think somebody just brought milk because there's a lot of desserts.
There's also
somebody had milk.
There's also just a phone right there. Okay, the milk was brought for the hot chocolate. Yeah, that's going to get touched. That's going to get touched, right? Yeah, isn't there a third ingredient in a White Russian? It's milk, vodka, and something else, technically.
A hot chocolate.
Kahlua, I think, something like that.
Hot chocolate.
I think, something like that.
Okay, thanks for being here.
Okay, so here, yeah, Kahlua, all right, Acid called it, yeah. I thought there was a third ingredient, but you know, for me and him, vodka and milk, good enough. We're white, we're Russian, drink. Okay, so there's Colby right there wearing the same shirt.
Yep.
All right, so I don't know who that is next to you, but he is not having a good time. He's on his phone.
Do you see his pants, though?
I do see his pants. People were very festive in this video. Mm-hmm. I gotta give you that. Very festive. Okay, so we see the first Miller Lite right there on the table, just all ready. Like that. That's your backup,
that's
Miller.
That's probably five.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Probably number five.
And what's his name? Jordan. There's a guitar player. He's playing Christmas music. Okay. What?
Fucking icy, man. Just burning me with this shirt.
No, he's playing Little Town of Bethlehem, I think.
Yes.
So already you're flipping him off.
What the fuck should you point shit at me for, huh? What the fuck, man?
Okay, so this is when the only Snapchat I saw, and I text you immediately after that. And I was like, have a good night, man, because...
Yeah.
And then this little laugh is how I know that he thinks it's a joke, but I know that you aren't joking.
He always points it at me.
Yeah, because... And you know that I will take this, mm-hmm. and I will somehow put it on the show.
Yep.
And so you know that this is future pain for you.
Yep.
And this is how he responds.
Yep.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
Hopefully a hipster party?
The highest one?
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. So, first of all, there's a volume warning.
God,
here.
I totally fucked this bracelet up.
Sorry, man. We're going to.
Very disappointed.
During the wrestling?
I don't know, maybe.
We're going to get to the wrestling.
It got fucking.
I can't wait till after
super
this.
Super stretched.
After this Snapchat.
There's
is
not
over,
wrestling.
Yeah. You said wrestling.
I didn't mean wrestling.
Well, we're going to hear about it. Say, put it in your back pocket. Is it not wrestling? What word do you want to use? Wrestle?
Yeah, it's a wrestle.
It's not wrestling, it's wrestling. It's a clear difference, okay? Clear difference. Hey, Bad Juju. How are you doing, man? Okay, so this caption, I feel like I'm back in California. No idea what that means. But there is a little bit of a headphone warning here. Okay, Britt's going to start screaming at people to shut up.
Yeah.
She's loud. Okay, you guys should all be used to it because Britt sounds like a church mouse compared to me, but I just want to warn you.
I'm going
to
laugh. Good laugh.
That's what's up.
So wait a minute.
No, because I'm an 8.
I'm guessing right now you guys are explaining how the game. You've picked your names, your numbers, right?
I choose mine, and then the last two go into mine.
Why do you look distraught?
I'm just wanting this to be done, man.
Like, look at your face. Like, this face right. This is where you play the like.
I got a good gift and a good number, so I don't know.
Record scratch.
That's just
yep.
No,
that's me.
Just me.
Probably wondering how I ended up in this situation. That's what I see when I see this.
No, that's just my face.
Okay, but okay. What's with the dollar bill things? Like, what's that?
I don't know. It's just a fancy fucking card set, man.
So it's playing cards.
Yeah.
Okay. What card is that?
At six.
Is that the back of the card? Okay. All right. I was just trying to figure out what that was.
Hey, hold on. Everyone stop talking.
How often during your parties does this happen?
Stop talking?
Where she just screams for everybody, shut up.
Not that often, but like when we're trying to play a game. That was the bad thing.
This is pure rage. Like, look at that power stance, dude. She's so mad.
Hey, anyone that's already open.
Babe, did you hear what
she
said?
Let's explain it to everyone together.
Okay. Babe, did you hear what she said?
What? What's
that's
happening?
Funny. Lizzie's continuing to explain it to only a small group
well,
of
right,
people.
Right. Yeah, and then Jordan's like, did you hear the woman yelling?
Yeah.
Just shut up? Yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah, you know, Colby is buff. First time I paid. Yeah, Colby looks swole in this video. I will give him that. You know, it's weird. Like different angles for me, I look fatter. For different angles for you, you look more buff.
Yeah, I think it's the shirt.
But dude, you're wearing the same shirt today.
It
you
was
look
a
the
super
same.
Super tiny.
Okay.
Shirt.
I know. And also, Fictional Matter roasted you and called you a six. You're just not going to acknowledge it. Can you see chat?
No. Okay. No. No.
I'll be sure to
Why
point
did he
stuff
call
out to you.
Me a six out of nowhere.
No, you said that the card was a six, and so he's like, yeah.
Oh,
it's okay, man.
I'll take a six. That's actually
the
better
six
than
is,
I thought.
Man, I think you're a 60, baby.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks, sweet.
Yeah, no problem.
Boo.
No problem. Also, Icy said that she loves Britt's dress and that she should dress you.
She's not wearing a dress.
It's close enough.
It's a fucking shirt.
It's a blouse, right?
God.
I don't know.
She thought this shirt was great.
I was going to say something mean, not going to say something mean. So what we have here is the opening of the first gift.
Yeah.
Okay. Or at least the first gift recorded. Everyone, this is also, just in a nutshell, I will preface, this is why I don't go to Friendsmas. This is why they don't invite me. Because everyone here is losing their minds. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. This is not funny. Okay? This is not high humor. This is not.
It's not. It's just, it's funny that it happened.
Yeah, but it's not funny.
Because this is actually like a serious gift exchange.
Okay.
And
okay.
Then that
maybe it's a little
up.
Funny then.
Yeah. It was a
who brought
funny.
It? Do I know
the
him?
The depressing person sitting on the couch with the pants. He brought that.
Okay. All right. Don't know him.
Also, there's
care.
Two dudes in this game that aren't really.
How did they get invited to Friendsmas if they're not like part of the group?
That's Britt's whole thing. Is like those two dudes were there. There's a couple of girls there that aren't really in the.
So
like,
what you got here
group.
Is you got a Friendsmas where one friend refuses to participate because he didn't get his way, and you've got four people who aren't friends but are participating.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So.
Yeah, they brought gifts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they bring gifts. I mean, I guess
brought gifts and alcohol.
That's enough.
Yep.
You know, at least they didn't bring rolls and sadness and a bad attitude.
Yes, that's fucking classic.
That blow-up doll was the worst looking thing I've ever seen.
It's
in my
on
life.
Here.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's on here.
It's the most, like, terribly made.
Oh, it looks cheap. Yeah.
It's the cheapest.
It's not even a full size.
No. Yeah.
So
there was no effort.
Right here, I believe it's Lizzie. I'm not sure. Again, I don't hang out with these people. She says, that's effing classic, and then claps her hands.
Yep.
That's when I would stand up and leave. The second someone says something, it's classic, I'm out. I'm out.
Lizzie does have a few.
Okay,
odd
I mean, I understand everyone's drunk. Okay, and I'm stone cold sober, and I'm a 90-year-old man
that
looking
one,
back, and I'm judging
probably,
at this.
Yep.
So please take it with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but even unironically, is it possible? Like, if you're like the A Wonderful Life is a classic, that's fine. A blow up doll in a serious gift exchange is not classic. It's not. It's easy humor. Okay, it's there for a cheap laugh, which is. Really what this whole show is. But that's beside the point. I have standards outside of this podcast. Continue.
Yes, that's fucking classic.
You can fuck that thing.
It literally says a big fuck bitch that on thing? It.
Can I just use all three of my
yes.
Yes. Also, here's the cutest thing I've ever seen, by the way. Just Chad, I just want you to I watch this a lot, so I'm really overanalyzing. But look at these two both laughing the exact same way. Just it's so cute, right?
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah,
man.
It's cute. You guys are cute. Couple. You guys are cute.
Thanks, bro.
I just now noticed the man on the couch.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a real tiny head there.
I'm just going to move on.
That is gold. There's more.
Okay. So, she got iced as part of the present.
I got iced twice.
You got iced. Is it because you took whatever this gift is?
No.
Okay.
I went to the bathroom and there was one sitting on the toilet.
I've never been iced in my life. Is it possible for you to ice me at some point?
Yeah, man.
Can you ice me with Fireball?
No.
Damn. You're fucking
I have to drink this shit.
He's doing the damn thing. I would ice him.
Okay, here's the part where Snapchats are being Snapchat. Like, this is what I mean. Like, is this really such a big deal that it's got to be filmed by two separate people and put on two separate social medias?
No, man. They live their lives on the internet. I don't know why.
It's just unbelievable to me how much this is such an event. Put your glasses back on.
No.
No, put them back on, dude. No. It's not you look horrible.
Shut up.
Damn, she's doing it.
Okay, so here's the blow-up doll.
Hold her up.
Okay, it is very small. Okay? Like, it looks like it was made for me, but I'm sure. But look at that, man. Like, that is clearly a $5 thrift shop blow-up doll, right?
You can even stick your dick in her back if you want.
You're doing
that. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the fact that...
You're laughing?
He's there.
Right.
And he's doing this, not knowing he's recorded yet. And then he makes a statement about it. But that... Then it goes out to the internet, and that was on this show.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know what
no,
he was
No, he didn't
for.
Know this. But again, like I said, it's public Snapchat.
Don't give me an idea with this. Fucking dick. I have a mother.
Yeah, he got wireless headphones.
So like, he's actually... That was a serious request. Please don't record this.
Yeah.
Like, please don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's on the show.
I don't know his name.
Cody.
I don't know why. It don't matter.
I don't know why you asked.
He looks like a Cody, actually.
Yeah, he's a Cody.
Cody, by the way, a name only in Kansas.
Yeah.
Only people in Kansas are named Cody. If you know someone in Cody and you're not in Kansas, I would love to meet you, and I guarantee at some point that family tree stretches back into Kansas. Cody's a Kansas name. I have an uncle named Cody. Yeah. But I also
Only
have 70
Cody's
uncles.
I know are from Kansas.
Yeah, Cody, dude. It's
also
a weird name.
C-O-D-Y.
Loyal knows a Cody. Is he from Kansas? Might be from Kansas. Okay, so I don't understand this caption. I need some help. It says, everyone just took Jell-O shots, so this is the before. Shouldn't this just say, like, about to take Jell-O shots? Because I will, there's no after.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, this is not post Jell-O shot. You're about to take them in this video?
I believe he took the video, and then as he's writing the caption, we take the Jell-O shot.
Okay.
And so then he's like, everyone just took the Jell-O shot.
But there's no after.
I didn't get it on camera, but this is the before.
Both the Codys I knew grew up in Texas, then moved to Kansas. See there. See? Look at that. J-Bar knows some Codys, all from the real Kansas. Well, you got Kansas in the name. That counts. Arkansas, just Arkansas.
Yeah.
Same thing.
I didn't want to play this game.
That guy is still on his phone.
Yep.
Just still on it. Like, who is he talking to?
I'm telling you, man. He's not part of that group, really.
I know, but I can't think of something.
There's a lot of people there, by the way. And then here's you getting nice.
Dead silence just to glorify this.
Dead silence just to glorify this. So that's what just happened. And you want to yell, don't record this, but you can't because you get niced. Yeah.
Wait, who? It's Taylor, right?
Yeah.
And there it is. That's the end of the video. So. Agreed, J-Bar. It doesn't really fit.
Silence that's just to glorify
he's
this.
He's younger than me.
How you feel, man?
That's a man right there.
Is that a man right there? Why are you right down there on one knee? Is that something you're supposed to do when you get iced?
Get on the knee and then chug it.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know where it came from.
I don't either, man. I don't know anything about getting iced. Like I said, no one's ever iced me, so I don't. What is this ice deal? From what I know, okay.
It's smeared off.
Basically,
ice.
You walk into a place. And if there's a Smirnoff ice in there, you get iced. And then you have to chug that Smirnoff ice. Right? Uh-oh. Oh, it's falling asleep. We gotta wake him up. Look, Jay, we gotta wake you up. They're asking questions about ice, and I don't know anything about ice.
Yeah, man. It's just, you have to, it's kind of like you can't just be like, here it is. Except you can. There's really no rules. But the more creative you are about getting the person the beer, the bottle.
Like, you just have to see it, right?
I mean, basically, yeah.
Okay.
Many people went into the bathroom and then just pretending like they didn't see it.
Okay.
Even though it was sitting on the toilet
That's
seat.
Impossible not to see
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're just liars.
So, hold on.
I took two.
Wait
walking into that same situation. Bottom bathroom, upstairs bathroom, both times. There was a fucking ice in there, and I did it.
Are you?
You know why? I sucked my balls. I also forgot I did those.
Are you telling me that you drank Smirnoff ice that was probably coated in other people's urine?
Yeah, it's possible.
Okay.
It's quite possible.
Okay, that's cool, dude. Good for you. Sweet girl drinks taste night. Fight me. I like all alcohol, dude.
Where's the dope?
You think the rule is you have to touch it? No, because then no one touches it. I think the rule is literally, like, there's another person on my Snapchat that ices people occasionally, and they literally will pull out an ice out of their pocket, and they're like, you just got iced, and they'll just hand it to the person. They'll be like, oh, and they got yeah. I don't think there are rules.
I don't think there's rules.
You just the drink
creative,
the Smirnoff ice, right.
The funnier it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
But not for the people drinking the ice.
No, they're actually quite bad.
Well, I've never had one, honestly, but... Hey, Taylor, how are you? Also, Bad Juju a while ago asked about K-State. I used to live where K-State is. Beautiful town. You'd love it there. It's 2.5 hours away from me. Have fun.
You know what? Where?
Girls. All 10 out of 10s. K-State.
What are you talking about?
Bad Juju a while ago asked. He said he was thinking about going to K-State.
Yeah.
Good for veterinarians or education. If you want to do anything else, don't move to Kansas. It sucks here, okay?
It's horrible, man.
Yeah, don't do it.
My
don't
head.
Do it. Don't do it.
Is exploding into fucking shit.
How you doing, man? Yeah. So what were the presents, man? What did you end up? What'd you buy? Who did anyone like it? And then what did you get? Also, were there cocaine or hookers?
Neither.
Ball and hobos upset.
Neither. Sorry, man.
Yep. It's not a Canadian party, all right. It's an American one.
Like a Harry Potter loot box.
Okay.
A whole bunch of just random Harry Potter shit in it.
Okay. And I'm guessing people like Harry Potter at this party?
Well, I know two of them did.
Okay. And they fought over it? Is that why?
No, one of them was like, this is mine, stay the fuck back. So,
okay.
Success on my part.
Okay, all right.
I got a drone.
What?
Yeah, I got a drone.
Like a small one?
Like a tiny little one, yeah.
Okay. Have you already crashed it? Because I know your record with drones.
Yeah, I mean, multiple times. Actually, I was fine. Then I let a very drunk person, Jay, try and fly it. He ran it into walls. Propellers were flying.
Were you doing this indoors?
Yeah, it's a really
Don't
tiny
fly
one.
Drones
it's
indoors?
It's a fucking tiny one, man. It's indoor-outdoor use.
All right. Okay, so you got the drone.
Yep.
All right. What'd Britt get?
Britt got a gift card and some alcohol.
Okay, what'd she buy?
She bought
for the group.
A game. It's basically like, it's called Chameleon.
Chameleon.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like,
oh, is that the one with the dots? Where, like, different ones have different, like, dots on it?
No, I think it's literally, like, faking it in that.
Oh, the Jackbox.
Yeah, I think.
Like, someone's like a liar, but you gotta figure out who the liar is.
I think that's
okay.
It.
Cool, we don't take down UK airports. Yeah, that was his fault. That was his fault. You shut down the airport in the UK with all your drones, man. Terrible driving.
Oh.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that big. No. Well, plane
it's an indoor one, apparently. You know,
a plane
that's
would just eat it. Just eat it.
Just destroy it.
Yeah. Okay, and yeah, I fucked up my thumb. My
okay,
thumb really
so tell
hurts.
Me about the wrestling and the blacking out. Just tell me about the things we didn't see in this video.
I don't even know where to begin.
Try the beginning.
I don't know. I liked fucking with Pinella.
Okay.
So.
Well, he deserved it, I think.
I think I was, like, pushing him, or he pushed me or something.
Okay.
And so then I was, like,
how drunk were
train.
You at this point?
Oh, pretty.
Okay.
It was real close to
the blackout
yeah,
period?
The blackout
so
phase.
It's towards the end of the night?
Yes.
How much of the night were you blacked out for?
Let's see. According to Britt, we left at 2:30.
Okay.
I remember probably up until 1.
That's a long time to not remember anything.
I
you
mean,
could
maybe.
Do some shenanigans, like break a bracelet
know.
During that.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Claire, how distraught are you about your bracelet right
Very. Now? You know, these aren't. I can't fix this. It's just now fucked.
Yeah, you gotta buy a new one now.
Yeah.
Right.
Britt got me this.
I'm sorry, man.
I know.
She can get you another one.
She better.
I mean, what is that? A $3 bracelet?
Yeah, it's fucking more expensive than that.
What, $4?
It's probably $20 together.
$20?
Yeah.
For that? That's beads, dude!
Mm-hmm.
Just go to Hobby Lobby and stand outside, an old lady will just throw one at you after a while.
Have you seen these that have, like, the Himalayan or the ice or something
that ain't real
from Mount Everest and then like salt from the Black Sea on the other side
that ain't real
that's one bracelet just like this $20
that but that ain't real
still $20
it's just got some old man's jizz on it and that's what they're selling.
I remember up till 2 and then I blacked out from 2 to 2:30. Sure, babe. Whatever.
Why would Britt correct your memory? You know your memory.
Dude, I had way too much to drink. Let's just leave it at that.
Okay, but was it beer?
It was 9 beers. More than that.
But did you have hard liquor is what I'm asking.
Oh, yeah. I was taking Jello shots up and down.
Did you come home with any Jello shots?
I don't know.
Hey, I noticed I didn't get my kielbasa today.
Ah, yeah. No. Forgot about that. I'll get it to you sometime.
It's like the water in the water boy that always stayed cold. Is that what's in your bracelet?
Yeah.
$10 for that, man. Half gallon of vodka was only 15. Dude, that should be on the Arkansas license plate, to be honest with you. It's just how I imagine it is down there. You know? Does every Christmas require a lot of things? Don't judge me. I don't do Christmas. That's a problem. No, Christmas is, it depends on the family. Like, some people like lots of gifts. Some people like a gift of value. Some people, it's just all over the place. You know? But the gift exchange that you guys did, the way it works is everyone brings a gift. But you don't know who it's going to go to, so you try to just buy a gift that pretty much everyone could like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you draw numbers, and then you just follow the order of the numbers, opening a random gift. And then did you guys do a steal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so then you could steal a gift, but then that gift could still be stolen from you. And there's a limit on the number of times something can be stolen, mm-hmm. so there's like some strategy involved in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you really want something, you wait for someone else to steal it, and then you steal it, and the cap is two, you know, it's like that, so.
My body.
Do we need the Little John man?
It's not helping anymore.
That's what I asked for, Ballin. I literally want cash for Christmas from everybody. Just give me cash, that's all I want.
I'm fucked, man. I'm gonna go to sleep.
You can't go to sleep, man. We're only 34 minutes into the show.
Sleep,
so I've been
man.
Trying. I stretched that minute and a half long video into 30 minutes for you, dude. I'm doing the Lord's work today. All right, I'm trying my best for you.
I'm doing the Lord's work today, man.
I'm trying my best. I'm glad you put your glasses back on, though, because looking at your face without them was hard.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not working, chat. We got him. We got him back. We got him back.
I'm just so tired.
Just lay down on the bed straight from there.
Oh, God. Can I?
No. You can't hear the little John from there. We need the little John to wake you back up, man. Oh, my God. What's up, Sly? How you doing, Sly? Hope you're doing good. Sly also had a friend's business. It looked way better than yours. They all wore onesies and they played Smash for like 4 hours.
That sounds awful.
No, it's way better than
yours.
That's
terrible.
I bet she felt good the next day.
She probably did. That would be the only benefit to this.
What part of this is you doing the show abnormal? Well, usually he participates a little bit more.
Yeah, Taylor, what are you doing? Calling my shit out.
I like what you talk on that side.
Calling my shit out, man. I don't get it. I don't like it.
I don't like it. Ball and Hobo says for you to suck it up because he had to go to work at 2:30 in the morning and he's still gone.
Yeah, but he didn't have to go to 2:30 in the morning to work while also being intoxicated by like 10 Jello shots.
Pounded Millers. How are you not still drunk?
I might be.
Like, do you need... You want me to go get you a beer? Would that help? We got some vodka. You want to do some vodka shots, man?
I don't want liquor ever again in my body.
That is not true.
I don't.
That is not true at all. That's not true at all.
No, I'm good, man.
Yeah, you'll feel better, exactly, and then you'll want liquor in your body again, because it's great. It's great, man. Don't shake your head like that. It's going to make it worse. Stop doing that. Yeah, I told you not to do it, and you kept doing it. You literally like, did it harder when I told you not to do it as a thing. You know, Taylor got us a gift. But I assume you shipped them at the same time, Taylor. I got the email from FedEx that it'll be here Friday, which Colby will be on vacation on Friday. So can I have your gift?
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. It's a surprise.
Well, then no.
Wait, if I said something you didn't like, would you say yes?
Yeah.
It's poop.
No.
Can I have it
I
then?
I want my poop. Back off of my poop.
New sub alert. Perfect. All right, we'll see you later, Taylor.
Okay, back to what I was saying.
Get a breathalyzer and make Colby blow up for me.
He pushed me or I pushed him.
Oh, yeah.
So then he tried to push me away.
Okay.
And I was like, no. So I stood there like a wall.
Okay.
And then I started walking his way.
Okay.
And he kept going backwards.
Right.
Until he got a firm footing.
Okay.
And then I started to push while walking and caught my thumb and then it went backwards.
You hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Did you go, owie, my thumb, or...
Not in the moment, but after, I definitely went to go ice it, because I knew it...
Well, you got ice to get?
No. Like, actual frozen water.
No water at this party!
I should have drank some of
only
that water.
Alcohol! Yes, you
really
should have, yes.
Should have. That would have helped things a lot.
You should be drinking water now.
I got some.
That's a Monster Energy. That's not
water.
Water
in it.
There is, but it's not really water. You just take a big swig of this, man. It'll make you feel instantly better.
I'm gonna swig
it's
you.
It's spiked with
get
LSD.
Get out of here, swig.
Did Britt kiss and make it better?
No, she hasn't yet.
I read that chat as did Britt kiss Chris, and I was like. Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
Not that I know of.
Ooh,
and then I was taken aback.
Water, same diff. Yeah, man.
No, it's not the same thing.
Jogan's on my side.
I think he's being sarcastic.
No, he's on my side.
I think he's being sarcastic.
Don't read into text. You can't tell sarcasm.
I can.
No. Did she? Didn't you? I don't remember, babe. I don't. My thumb really hurts, though.
What's she saying? Excuse me. It's Sly! Thank you for the 100 charity bits. Appreciate that. It's very nice of you. Solidifying her stance as the big D.
Oh, yeah, the big double D.
I think when we start 3 shows a week here in a couple weeks, we go to a 1 week top cheer, top tipper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, really? 3 shows a week, I feel like that's enough time for people to give us their money, right?
I mean, it should be, but it won't be.
No, we're gonna tell them that's how it is. It's how it is. That's how it is.
Ballin, we talked about that Thursday, bro. Where you been?
Yeah, we watched Hellboy on Thursday.
Where you been?
I don't know.
Damn
at
right.
work, apparently.
Damn right.
Yeah. We don't have. We got some stuff today, but it all sucks. So we'll get to it later when the show runs out of steam, which I think is happening currently.
Oh, it's getting there, man. What else you want to know? Anything?
I mean, I just feel like. Yeah, a lot of stuff happened.
I paid a lady to slap Pinella in the face.
Okay. How much did you pay her, and what, like, with money?
Yeah, $10 bill.
You gave someone $10 to slap Tone?
Yeah, that happened. I was gone, man. It was not a fun night, but it was fun.
You just handed out ten. I will hit anyone you want for $10.
But I don't.
Bad Juju. He doesn't know what it is.
Is it a game?
Yeah, it's a game. Yeah.
Is it a zombie game?
I don't think so.
Yeah, then I wouldn't know it.
Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't.
I only know
stuff.
Zombie stuff.
Yeah. J-Bar, don't give me $10 to hit Colby. All right, that's not.
Real man.
I should have known it was coming, and it still scared me.
No.
They made Colby take a real man-child slap from Seth in order to awake him from his drunken stupor.
No. Back off me. You want a brawl, man? You want to come on live on stream right now? Let's do it. I got a messed up thumb, but I will sucker punch you in the jaw.
Just go for the bracelet. Snap!
No! I didn't know we had to remove our jewelry before we got at this, you piece of shit.
What is this? Come at me, you fool! I will lay you down under the bricks, my lady!
Swap, swap, swap.
You box like a 1980s or an 1890s boxer. What?
You know how many times I got in a fight?
Thank you, J-Bar, for the $10 tip, dude. That is very much appreciated. See, if we were on a weekly thing, he would be the top D. He'd actually be the double D because he's also the top tipper in my channel right now. So,
oh, shoot.
To be him and Sly. No. I think Sly's just regular
sucker punch you? Oh,
so I think ZFM out beater. It's hard to keep track, to be honest with you.
Who now? What? Yeah, you're getting so much money. Oh,
Creed 2? What's Creed 2?
It's a fucking movie.
And it really is a strange coincidence, J-Bar. Slap!
Ah! I knew that was coming. Creed 2 is a movie.
Yeah, but why did he just say Creed 2 ? Like, he's just Creed 2? Like,
he wants us to talk about it.
He's out of nowhere.
It,
I don't know anything about it. It's got Black Panther in it.
He also said, make yourself Chunder. What the fuck's Chunder?
Where's that at?
Way up there, man, Sam. Way up there. Chunder.
Dude, that's got to be a British word that we don't know, right?
Yeah.
Chunder?
What was the strange coincidence?
Is that like Chumbus? That new meme?
Crumpus?
Chungus.
Krampus?
Chungus.
Krampus.
Chungus.
What, are we about to box?
Oh, Creed 2, because we about to box. We're the worst.
We are dumb.
We're stupid. Literally.
We honestly forgot that we just did something
we did.
Involving boxing.
And we got money to remember it. Mm-hmm. Slap!
Ah, God, I'm going to slap your mom. God.
Okay, that was done. That one I got him. Okay, that one I got him.
Little
so.
Piece of shit. I've hit you enough on this show. I feel like you get some redemption.
Also, I was paid to do it. So, yeah. Chunder is English slang for puke. Dude, why is their word so much better than ours?
Chunder.
Like, we stole their whole language, and we didn't take the best words. Bollocks, chunder, mind the gap, strumpet.
What is mind the gap?
It's like where you watch out for a hole, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
I mean, we say that here.
No, we don't.
We use the
you
word
You just
gap.
Asked what it was, and now you wouldn't say
I know,
we use
I thought it?
It
was like in a certain context. But
yeah,
if
like you
just mean literally mind the fucking gap
in
the floor, then yeah, you could say that, except we would be more precise. Like, there's a fucking hole in the floor, and watch out.
Yeah, watch out
rather
for that
Rather than
floor.
British people trying to make you...
They're
polite like, they would
it up.
Question, you'd Biscuit. Be like, what? What did he just say? And then you'd fall into the fucking hole.
Could be. I mean, we did really get stuck by Chunder, so.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tube station. Mind the gap. Tube. Tube's a fun word to say, also.
Tube.
Tube. What, you like that?
We're just saying weird
Why
words
Why did that
now,
make
man?
You laugh, tube?
You just saying tube now over and over and over again?
Okay,
what
man.
What is this show?
Do you
what
want...
What is your entertainment? I don't get it.
Here we go. Here's what we
want?
Got to talk about
what
today. I'm
going
to let you pick, all right? Here's what we got to talk about today. We got... A compilation of the top 10 movies of the year. Okay. We also got a compilation of the top 10 songs of the year. So basically, they took the top 10 lists from all these websites and then combined them into a top 10 list. So it's like everybody's like, it's an average, basically. So we got those two things to talk about. Okay, that could pass some time because we're just going to watch stuff and listen and you don't have to speak. Okay, I would say those probably wait.
What?
No, you got to wake you up. You were passed out there for a
minute. I was trying to get what Sam's trying to say, man.
Okay. All right. So we got those. We also got Ice on Mars. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We got the top richest celebrities of 2018. You got to talk about that. George Lucas, number one, by the way. Spoiler alert. What? Yep.
Well, yeah, $4 billion.
Surprised me as well. We got some renovations to Buffalo Wild Wings are coming. Just want to talk about that, mostly because I love wings. All right. And then we can get to the controversial stuff. Okay, we got the fundraiser, the GoFundMe for Trump's border wall.
Pick one, man.
And we could get into a debate about the Fresh Prince guy suing Fortnite for his dance.
Pick one.
No, I gave you the option.
The wall.
You want to start with the wall.
I just picked one, you goddamn sack
of
shit.
You're supposed to pick one. Oh, we also have the to-do list that we can talk about.
What is a what?
The to-do list for this show. But I feel like we should maybe talk about that on Thursday.
When I can remember things?
Yeah, but the problem is if we wait till Thursday, that's it.
Well, you're going to have to wait until Thursday, man.
No, because you get back.
I'm planning on doing a lot of it Wednesday and Thursday because Britt has to work and I don't.
Okay.
So I'm going to have the whole day minus.
So you're really going to literally wait till what is essentially the last 48 hours to get stuff done.
Not the last 48.
Because you're not going to do any of it on vacation.
I may.
You won't.
I'm going to bring my computer.
No, you aren't.
I am.
Not to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He's dying, Fuck. Chat. Okay. Bola just asked if there's a Kickstarter for the ladder to go over the border wall. That's funny. Okay, well, we'll start here, man. All right, right now there is a GoFundMe.
Holy shit, it wasn't eight.
To fund Trump's border wall. They're trying to raise $1 billion. Right now they're at... Right now we're at $16,115,803 of the $1 billion.
Good luck. When did this start? The 16th?
This started 6 days ago. They've raised $16 million in 6 days. So basically, they're crowdfunding the border wall.
That's not good, man.
That's what's happening here. So, Brian Kolfage, okay, he's a verified blue check Facebook page. He's a public figure. He also has a Purple Heart, and he's a triple amputee, amputee veteran. Well, here you go, Acid. Here's all the things, okay? Here it is. It says, So how we get the funds to the right place, we have contacted the Trump administration to secure a point of contact where the funds will go upon completion. We get this information secured, we will update. So they don't have anything yet. We will have many high-level contacts already helping. They also said that, Representative Andy Harris introduced a Border Wall Bonds Act 2018. If passed with the government funding bill, it will allow us to donate towards the wall. This act funds only the construction of the wall, nothing else. So there you go. 100% of your donations will go to the Trump wall. We are working with a law firm on a legal document that will bind the government to using the funds for the border wall itself. Nothing else! We will hold all the funds and not release a single penny until we have all legal aspects covered to ensure our money goes only to the wall. Let's get this wall built and make America safe again, dude!
At this rate, it's going to take them about 70 days to get the money.
Here's this tweet. Okay, Trump supporters are ecstatic that a GoFundMe to build Trump's idiotic wall has raised over $2.5 million in 3 days. What they don't realize that if this continues at this rate, they will reach $5 billion by the year 2034, and this will only build approximately 30% of the wall. But let's build that wall, man. And if they don't reach their goal...
I thought it was only $5 billion, man.
Dude, I don't know. Walls are expensive, I guess.
Depends on the wall.
Well, don't you also have to pay for the people to man the wall? Like, aren't they going to have people standing out there by it?
The thing.
Right, well, I mean, that's a lot of salaries.
No, I mean, we already have ice. That's already
They ain't going to just stand out in the desert.
That's what they literally do right now.
Colby can't do it today. He's not capable of playing along with a bit like Trump on stream today.
Trump, you don't want Trump on stream?
No, we couldn't do it today.
You don't want the Trump?
We couldn't do
You don't want my wall?
You
build my wall?
I personally...
People have fun in my wall. You're not going to build it?
I personally think it'd be hilarious to see a wall.
You're not going
to
build it?
I think it'd be funny. No, I'm not personally going to build it. I don't know how
I'm
going to
make
walls.
You go build it.
I don't know how to.
I'm going to draft everyone to go build a
wall. You won't be able to draft me too
build
fat.
The wall.
You just keep saying build the wall.
Build it.
You're not just, you can't keep saying build the wall. That's basically what you can't, does. You just can't do that, you know.
Build the wall, guys. Border security.
What if I just
border
climb? What if I just
security.
Border under it, like burrow, like a tunnel.
We can't.
No, what if I do, though?
Underground wall.
What if I go deeper than the wall?
Nope, further down underground wall.
I'll go deeper than that then.
Nope, then you're in China.
But then the Chinese could come through the tunnel.
No, yep. They don't do that because we don't like them.
I just think it is incredible that they have raised that much money for the wall.
Dude, it's so little, though, still.
Well, it is.
Like,
I mean, it's not.
$1 billion?
It's a large sum of money.
You're telling me that guy's just not going to go? It's a GoFundMe. You get it immediately.
Well, that's what that's what it says on there, man.
Just go.
That's what it says on there. Is he's going to give
forever.
All the money back if the government doesn't accept it. I mean, GoFundMe's got to be, like, super ecstatic, right? Because I think they take 30%. So they're going to make $300 million for doing nothing.
That is ridiculous.
I mean, how great is that for them,
that's
dude?
So
that's America
that's
right there.
Bullshit.
That's America.
That's bullshit.
What do you mean?
Under the big water wall.
Yeah, underwater wall. It'll be like Game of Thrones, just walls everywhere, okay? If you try to get in, wall. Try to go through the wall, another wall
White
inside
Walkers,
the hole.
You know, it worked on them until they got a dragon, so let's just make sure the Mexicans don't get any dragons.
They might have dragons, we don't know.
No!
Most get smuggled in by cars, trucks, etc. No, we're going to put a wall on the road, Bobby.
Big wall road.
Big wall.
Road. Big wall road.
I actually feel like this conversation could have happened in the White House.
What?
Like someone would be like, you know, most people just come in through trucks, he's like, we'll put a wall there. Make sure it's really secure. It's like Trump, no, we literally mean like they're open the gate. Thinking it's a legitimate thing and it's actually a drug caravan. Well, we'll train our officers not to do that. Like, I feel like that's how it happens, right? Like, probably 90% of the time. Just like, we'll make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because honestly, that's how, like, corporate board rooms work, you know? Like, so it's
I don't
like,
know.
Like, I would like to purchase this, like, but I don't like that this happens. Well, we'll get that problem fixed, man. Just sign right here. That's how
from
corporate
negotiations
work.
My observation of the movie Sicario.
Okay.
They come in
one
on
or two.
Buses. Two.
Okay, I haven't seen that one yet.
And then there's just open land, so they just drive across.
It's
the
a
land.
Desert, man.
Yeah, it's not. It's not that they go through the checkpoints. That
well,
are
we're gonna
there.
Build a wall over the desert.
Right.
Problem solved.
That would stop buses and cars and
right.
things. Right.
Right.
Yeah. See, so it would be somewhat working.
You can't build a ramp or nothing.
Not big enough to go. You're going to drive a car over a ramp
that
over
actually,
a 30-foot wall? That
I would
sounds
actually,
terrible.
That sounds like the best ramp.
That sounds horrible.
I mean, if we did it from the America side into Mexico, and just zoom right over the wall there.
That's how we deport
flames.
Them?
Flames.
You want to deport them
No,
that
I'm
way?
Just talking about, for me personally, that sounds fun. I don't care about...
Why don't
about,
you go and become Evel Knievel, then?
That sounds great, dude.
I don't think you need the wall to
I
do that.
I only want
to
do the ramp part.
No. You don't want to jump over the Grand Canyon?
No. What if you miss? You'll fall. Into the
Parachutes.
Grand Canyon. That
Parachutes.
Sounds awful.
My head.
How's your head doing, man?
It really
you have
hurts.
Glitter on your forehead, by the way. Do you know anything? Have any idea what that's about?
Stripper.
Stripper.
I don't know.
Okay, let's talk about this one, man. Buffalo Wild Wings debuts its restaurant of the future with cocktails, self-service beer taps, and Xbox gaming consoles, man.
What?
Everyone's getting into esports now. Look at this Buffalo Wild Wings. Doesn't this look pretty cool?
I don't get it.
Like, it's Buffalo Wild Wings.
I don't get it.
Okay, they're going to have... it says that the revamped layout is intended to bring the chain back to its root as a great American sports bar. Xbox, PlayStation consoles, as well as new cocktails, self-service beer. The new design hints at what the sports bar of the future could look like. Instead of old-school wings and beer, Buffalo Wild Wings looks towards the future where esports is on the rise and watching games is an interactive experience. If you look back, Buffalo Wild Wings really successful. It was the only one out there doing what it was doing. We had a nationalized local sports bar. Hey, yeah.
Real quick, what the fuck is that corgi doing eating a box? What does that have to do with Amazon Prime?
It doesn't have anything to do with it. That's clickbait. Don't look at it.
Is it literally just clickbait?
That's 100% clickbait.
You clicked on corgis enough to be like, it's now showing
you corgi
pictures?
No, I think that they just like corgis. I think that's what it is. Okay, here we go, man. If you shop Amazon under the impression it has the best prices, you're probably wasting a lot of money. Early adopter, deal hacker, penny pincher. You probably have friends like us. We're the first to download new shopping tools and find obscure coupons, and we're proud of it. After years of hacking online shopping, we decided to build a tool to do it all.
A Wikibuy.
Wikibuy.
And so their advertisement is a corgi eating a box.
Yeah, because, you don't want that corgi to choke on that Amazon Prime box.
Okay, we can't.
Can we get back to Buffalo Wild Wings?
We can't talk about stories because it's hurting my brain.
Okay, here's all I want to say.
I can't do it.
Okay, chat, I want to get your opinion because Colby's no longer on the show.
No,
okay?
My head.
And you guys are making great points. Literally, I was about to say that. How are you supposed to play video games? We got wing fingers. Okay, let me ask you this question.
That is a terrible thing.
Here's all I want from Buffalo Wild Wings. I want to go in there and sit down and watch an Overwatch League match. Okay, I don't want to play Overwatch. Why would I want to go out to a loud environment, to play with strangers who I see in real life, a game that literally makes you hate other people, which is all esports games. I want to go and I want to watch, just like Britt would watch a Red Sox game, I want to watch Overwatch League. That's what I want from Buffalo Wild Wings.
That ain't going to happen.
And all these places, we had one, what was it? I don't remember what chain it was. We had one a couple weeks ago about this chain adding esports in Topgolf. I don't want to play games. Why?
I don't get why that is the thing either.
That's what I'm saying. Does corporate not understand that esports doesn't mean played, it means watched?
Yeah.
Like, I just want to watch esports like I would a football game. I don't want to go play someplace.
I don't know why they would.
I don't understand why I don't hear more people talking about how bad is a bad idea.
People have bought gaming consoles and put them, in my apartment complex.
Right.
As a PS4. And it's like common area to where
Why?
You can go.
No one uses that.
No one uses it.
Everyone has their own, right?
Yes.
Like, this is what I don't get. It's the equivalent of going into Buffalo Wild Wings.
Playing video games is not a social thing.
And they're like, guess what? We got football out back. You can go play it. Like, that's what it is. Or we've got a basketball court. If you want to eat wings and then go dunk, you can go do that, man. That's what they're doing for esports.
That is really stupid.
It's like, do they just not get it? Is that what it is? Or are there actually people out there who go to Buffalo Wild Wings and the like and want to play video games? Like, I get the places that are like bars that have Pac-Man. You know, there's a lot of those now. Like, Wichita has one of those where you, like, go in and there's, like, arcades. Like, that's different, you know, to me. You get drunk and loaded and you chase ghosts around. That sounds like a great time. You don't want to eat wings and play Overwatch. You don't want to eat wings and play competitive Call of Duty. Like, that's not something that you want to do, right?
No.
So I don't understand why.
And also,
we're bringing
just
consoles into everything.
It's not esports.
Right, it's just games.
It's just
esports
video games.
Esports is something you watch on TV. That's the sport.
It's professional.
Right.
Not just avid social.
They're just bringing in consoles. That's all this is. So I don't understand.
Super dumb.
What they're doing, and I don't understand why people are not talking about this. The only thing I think of, and this is why I want to chat to validate me, is that there are crazy people out there who want to go to public places and play competitive games with strangers. In face-to-face.
No.
That doesn't exist, right?
Well,
I mean, I know there's, like, LAN parties.
Hold
and
on.
Events and stuff, but, like, hold going on. Just on a 7 o'clock on a Saturday.
Yeah, because
crapshoot.
There's apparently an esports league at, like, Maze schools now.
Right. But, again, that's, like, a sports league.
Right.
Right.
So
that's
where do they host
You think think that's what it is? You think they're going to go to a Buffalo Wild Wing? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't the Y put that in?
Great question.
That seems more appropriate for something like that.
Yes. Yeah. But I think that's what they mean. I think.
So, Buffalo Wild
Wings. With gaming consoles, maybe. But, I mean, no schools are going there because it's got beer.
So, they think that Maze High is going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. All right. And enjoy esports while they eat wings.
No.
Teenagers. Mm-mm. Yeah, but Ballin, you would. Those were people you knew. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
What if I was like, hey, you want to go play Smash at Buffalo Wild Wings? Would that be cooler than coming to play Smash here?
No, I don't think it's for that. I don't think it's just like, hey, let's go play video games at Buffalo Wild Wings. I think it's like we have a competition. for an actual.
So you think they're
going to
start leaks?
Esports game? Yeah, I mean, there's already one. Like, what is the fucking Mays High School esports team doing? Are they playing other teams online? Or are they playing?
Yeah,
local?
I would think that's what they're doing. Yeah.
Well, maybe that then.
I think that's what they would do.
No, man.
Well, they would also
suck
have to have a time,
dick.
Right?
I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't
man.
Get it. What I are just, these? What are the? What is all this?
Well,
shit?
Sam's, I'm probably not going to click because it that's has nothing to do with it. Then this amazing. Is what J-Bar sent to us. So. Yeah, Sam, we see your chats. We probably won't watch your video though because it's not related to anything we're talking about. I didn't understand the title, so I'm sorry.
That's fucking. I wanted something to do. I want that to be my new profile picture.
How do I set this as my desktop wallpaper?
Oh god. Where is it? I'm changing it as my Discord picture.
Can we just desktop save? Okay. Put it in the Discord though, Sam, and we'll watch it off stream.
How do I save this?
And then I go like,
can I save it?
Set as desktop background. Did we do it? Did it work?
Save content?
Did it work? Oh, yeah.
What did content save?
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I did it. Okay.
Saved it to his phone right now, chat. Why is it beeping every time I hit a number? Stop doing that. Don't do that. You're triggering chat. You're triggering him. J-Bar, that is some high artwork right there. That's some high artwork, man. Thank you for that. It's beautiful. Just trying to show Colby how esports is better to watch than play. I mean, I think he knows that. Well, first of all, he doesn't play games, so
no, I don't give a shit.
He doesn't need any proof to know that.
I don't give a shit. I appreciate the attempt, Sam, but yeah, I don't give a shit.
Okay. All right, should we talk about the top movies?
Yeah, man, let's do it, bro. Do it. Yeah, set it off. Give me the little John, motherfucker.
Yeah, we see your message.
Give it.
Okay, so
give me the little John.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah!
You need this, man?
I want this for Christmas.
You got it, man.
It's on my list. Yeah, it is. Oh, God, man.
Is this helping or hurting it?
I just, that energy that just came out.
Yeah?
That doesn't help.
Did you like that? Is that good? So here are the top 10 movies. Summarized from top 10 lists, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. The trailers are here if you want to watch any of the trailers, okay? What? Number 10 is Eighth Grade by Bo Burnham.
What? He's a comedian. He's making movies now?
It's remarkable that Burnham, yes, a man, has delivered a film like Eighth Grade, which so deeply rooted in the feminine adolescent experience that it often feels as if he must have cracked open a whole mess of girls' diary to pen it. Burnham was initially moved to write about how social media impacts her lives before abandoning the idea for something a little lighter and perhaps even more true.
Let's watch it, man.
You want to watch this trailer?
I've never seen or heard of this
one. Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Kayla back with
I'm a potato.
Video.
Oh yeah, I think it was supposed to be a potato.
The topic of today's video is being yourself.
She was recording
being
herself.
Being yourself can be hard. And it's like, aren't I always being myself? And yeah, for sure. But being yourself is like not changing yourself to impress someone else. A lot of people like call me quiet or shy or whatever. But I'm not quiet.
Most quiet, Kayla Day.
I don't talk a lot at school, but if people talk to me and stuff, they'd find out that I'm, like, really funny and
that made
cool
you quiet,
and talkative.
Just for the record.
By the way, I like your shirt a lot. It's, like, so cool. What?
All right. I give up.
You don't like it?
I give up. I ain't watching.
I mean, it looked good to me. I'll watch that movie. That looks pretty good to me.
I ain't watching that.
I mean, honestly, I'm more curious to watch something like that because I'm curious how schools are today. And if they say it's accurate, I'm curious. You know? Okay. All right. Number 9, Sorry to Bother You.
What is this?
While it's recognizably an extension of the director's activism, it's also a playful and restlessly imaginative work of art, one that gathers up an eclectic range of influences, blaxploitation, Motown, Bob Dylan, Nickelodeon, Spike Lee's Rage, Spike Jonze's Whimsy, and pushes them to a rambunctiously forward into a genre that might be described as intersectional screwball science fiction. Oh my god. That man needs to put his thesaurus down. Like, put
words?
It down.
Is that what you're
put
doing?
It down. So, did you ever see this
you're
one, man?
Reading words? No, I didn't see that one.
It looks too weird for me.
Yeah,
it's too weird for me.
I'm not going to relate to the black experience, bro.
It scares me, man. Leave No Trace Once again, by Deborah Granick. She introduces us to a kind of family that cinema rarely captures believably, and she does so with a style that's both lyrical and realistic at the same time, anchored by a pair of unforgettable performances. You like this one? You ever heard? I've never even heard of this one.
No, me neither.
Okay. Next movie, 7. If Beale Street Could Talk continues Barry Jenkins' hot streak, it's an incredibly emotive personal film with consequences that speak to a larger ill at America's heart, an earnest love story set against the background of racial injustice, adapting to one of the most important voices of the 20th century, no minor task, and yet Jenkins almost makes it look easy. God. What do you think? You like that one?
Fuck no.
Okay. Number 6, Minding the Gap. This is a Hulu documentary, apparently. Let's just go ahead and pass on that one. Documentaries don't count, I feel like, right? What about The Favorite? It's got venomous insults, nimble comebacks, the backstabbing, the sex, the costumes, the sets, and everything else you could ever want from a viciously witty period piece. But this deliciously nasty riff on the Jane Austen tradition also has an absurdist streak that, along with its aggressively stylized camera work, provides an unpredictable high-wire thrill all its own.
Yeah.
Okay, not hyped for that one either. How about this one? Number 4, Can You Ever Forgive Me?
No, I can't for making that movie.
Okay. Number 3, Burning.
No, get.
But it's got the guy from Walking Dead in it, man.
Get the Walking Dead ass out of here.
Okay, number 2, First Reformed.
Good Lord, fucking who is
that? Okay, and number 1 is Roma by Alfonso Cuarón.
All right, that one I do want to see.
I do want to see this, but I'm really, really, really scared of Roma.
Why?
Because it's supposed to be incredibly good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's mostly in Spanish, and it's in black and white.
Mm.
And when am I going to... And it's probably going to be depressing. Because I got news for you, man. Life sucks.
Yeah.
Okay? So the movie is going to make you feel terrible.
You're telling me, right?
So it's going to be in Spanish, it's going to be black and white, and I'm going to feel horrible after I watch it. When am I going to put this movie in my life?
Never.
But apparently it's one of the greatest movies of all time. So let me ask you this question. All of these movies are like hoity-toity, indie, under-the-radar movies. Would it kill someone to put Infinity War on this list? Seriously.
No. No, it wouldn't. And they should, because everyone saw that compared to...
Well, and that's the thing. Like, that, this list is not a top 10 list. It is a top 10 list of people's top 10. So, like, more top 10 lists had Roma as number 1 than any other movie, so it's number 1 on this list. Which means that Infinity War didn't make the cut on any list at any point in time at any number.
Yeah, some lists, just not enough.
I just don't get it. Man.
Do people like shit movies?
But they don't!
No, they don't. But people tell people that they should because they want to feel like they know things.
But I don't... I guess what I don't get, J-Bar, is why artsy is now synonymous with good.
Artsy is synonymous with depressing now.
Well, yeah, well, why is that good?
I don't... It's not.
Like, I don't get this obsession
life is
with
depressing.
This movie feels...
Movies are supposed to be, you know...
Right, and it's like, this movie feels real. It's like, I don't want that
I
in
don't
my
like
life!
Real.
You know what's real? My actual life! Can I see some planets blow up, please?
Maybe there are actual happy people out there, man, and they don't know what sadness is, and they want to know what sadness is.
Well, I think the idea behind it is that you watch someone else go through struggles, and then
I think,
right, and then they overcome it, or they deal with it, and then you're supposed
that's
to feel inspired.
Because they really didn't. It's a fucking movie.
But, and I'm okay with movies like that. I want to be clear. I think movies like that can be inspirational, and they have a place, but not all 10 movies this year have to be that way, right?
No.
I just don't get it. Hey, ZFM, how you doing, man? Because everyone is a hipster and has to be overly complex individuals, so they have to go beyond normal taste. I don't know when that became the new... Or has it always been that way?
Yeah.
And we just know. Now...
Sam.
I just feel like there's always been...
Sleep for me, bro.
Yeah, dude, do it, Colby Cant.
Get
all right?
Some sleep
we'll
me,
be here
man.
On... Sam, just so you know, we'll be here Thursday, which I know you can't watch.
Yeah, probably not.
And then we'll be back
holidays,
January 6th, so there will not be a show Sunday.
No.
So this is the last time you'll see us until January 6th, yeah. Brother. Enjoy your sleep and your New Year, man. Hopefully
man.
I see you around twitch.tv/zswigs, though. What are you doing? Booyakasha?
Booyakasha. What?
that's what Ollie G says.
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know, man. I just... is it that these movies that are now hipster and indie and low budget, is it because the internet can now let everyone see them? That they're now... That's all you get on top 10 lists?
Yes.
Like, I just... I don't know. I feel like it's not fair. Okay? that movies like big budget movies like Bumblebee that's getting really good reviews.
Is it?
It is. It's getting really great reviews. It's supposed to be a good movie.
What?
So movies that like...
Is it directed by Michael Bay?
No. So movies like that, that are good, uh-huh. they get... And that's... Honestly, that's brave to do in a with a popcorn movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't need to be good to be a popcorn movie. You can make Predator, and people will go
to.
See it.
You used to, not anymore.
Right, well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, that doesn't get on any of these lists now, because there's too many indie movies.
Well, reviews used to mean a lot more than they do now. I mean, they still mean something, you know?
Agreed, agreed.
But they are so...
People don't care as much.
Yeah, everybody, like, that... back before the internet, my parents would look in the paper... See what movies are playing at the theater.
Yes.
And see what the star rating is. And
yes.
If it was a good star
Agreed.
Rating, we'd go to that one.
Yeah, I actually did that. Yeah.
Now I don't give a fuck because if I want to see Transformers fuck each other and it gets one star, I'm still going to see Transformers.
But the thing is that because these lists no one actually relates to, or is it not related to that at all? Like, is reviews, have they killed themselves by being too hoity-toity?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
just like the Democratic Party, man. They're killing themselves with their social justice worrying,
Chuck,
man.
Why you gotta show up,
they
dude.
Fucking... They got me kicked out.
Why are you, Chuck?
I'm just saying. I left because they're fucking hoity-toity. Oh, I'm better than you because I don't say words. Oh.
You didn't leave.
I'm in...
You're not
I'm
anywhere.
On the fence.
You... Here's what happened. You were in a house called Democrats next door to a house called Republican. What you did is you walked out the front door and you didn't go in any other house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because one of them builds a wall. You don't want to go in that house either.
I'm fine with that
really?
House.
Really? Then donate some money.
I ain't donating
Donate
shit.
Some... Those are your people, man.
No.
Donate some money.
I can visit that house every once in a while.
No, you can't. If you're visiting that house, you better give some money.
No. Nope.
Visit, donate.
No. Nope.
I don't know. I just feel like it's not... It's not... I feel like this is part of why Hollywood, who I think does care about reviews... Okay, they care about reviews because it gives them awards.
Mm-hmm.
And 90% of the people, I think, who vote for those awards just go, oh, wow, this one got number one on so many lists.
But don't they have to pay money to campaign
yes,
for awards?
They do.
That makes no sense
I don't,
to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either. But, like, what my point is here is that Hollywood, who cares about these awards, who pay... people to care about these awards.
If it's they, all fictionalized.
If they just go, Transformers Bumblebee isn't going to win any awards, it's not going to make any lists, blah, 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 why try to pay a good writer to make it good?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to matter if it's good or it's bad. People right. are going to go see it because, like you said, they just want to watch Transformers beat each other up for mm-hmm. the entire movie. That's it. So why does it care if it's good or it's bad? So then the people like us who live in nowhere... And we get three movies out every week that are blowing up or shooting them up or cussing. Well, that's all we get.
Yep.
We have to watch bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because these lists ruin our movie-going experience.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
And I just... It's a riot. It's another riot situation.
Dude,
it's the only way we can take it. We got a riot.
Take me out of this world
we
right
got,
now.
We got a riot.
Bullet faster than God's dick.
Because, I mean, Roma know. Might be great. I've heard that 8th Grade is great. These other
I don't
movies,
know what
I haven't
said.
Heard most of them. But, like... I would watch Infinity War over Roma any day.
Did you hear what I just said?
No.
I don't know what... I think I said I'd take a bullet from God's dick or something.
Do we need to rewind the show?
No.
I feel like this is one of those moments where we actually need to rewind the show. Let's go see what you said, dude. Let's just go watch ourselves. Because I was talking over it. Which is probably a good thing for you.
Yeah, it really is. But then I brought more attention back to it, so you know what? It's fine.
Let's go ahead and let's click right here. Let's watch
it's
ourselves,
fine.
Okay? Let's see. It'd be great. It'd be great if it loaded.
Yeah, it would.
It's another riot situation.
Dude,
it's the only
right
way we can do take it. We got a riot
me out of this world.
We got,
right now,
we got a riot.
Bullet faster than God's dick.
Because I mean, Roma might be great. You're making sound effects while you do it too. What does that even mean? Take me out of this world with a bullet.
Oh,
you make sound effects. Listen to this. You have to watch bad movies.
Mm-hmm.
Because these lists ruin our movie-going experience.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
And I just...
Jesus Christ.
It's a riot.
Riot.
It's another riot situation.
Dude,
it's the only way we can do
no,
take it. We
take
got a riot.
Take me out of this world
we
right now.
We got a riot.
Bullet faster than God's dick.
Because, I mean, Roma
wanna...
might be great. I've heard that 8th Grade is great. But these other
I don't
movies,
know what
I haven't
said.
Heard most of them. What are you doing?
I'm fucked up.
What are you doing?
My head hurts so bad.
I like in my brain, I let you finish your sentence, and then I just, something clicked, and I'm like, let's move on. Just keep talking. Keep going.
I'm very glad you well.
But then you drew attention back to it and ruined it, which was great content for the show. So thanks, I think. I'm not. Okay, let's do the same thing, but for music now, okay? All right. Top 10 songs.
Can't clap.
Number 10, Drake, Nice for What? I don't know this song.
Motherfucking representing it here.
Kiki, do you love me?
Oh, is this the meme song?
No.
Oh. Do you know this song?
No.
Prepare to play this song at every single one of your pre-games. It's a certified headbanger and makes our list of top music videos of the year for its star-studded cameos, including Yara Shahidi, Rashida Jones, Issa Rae, Tiffany Haddish, Olivia Wilde,
Olivia Wilde,
Emma Roberts, Misty Copeland, and more.
What? What the fuck is Drake doing getting movie stars in a music video?
He wants, you know, to get in them. It's the only thing I can think of, right?
I don't know. This is weird.
Dude, this is a stupid old man question. Do rappers still release albums? Like, does Drake still release albums? Or does he only drop streaming songs now? But it's alright. Do you know?
No, I don't know.
Like, if I go to Target right now, can I buy the album that has this song on it?
Probably not. My guess would be not.
No, I like this song. It's good, right? That's a real one in your reflection. Without a follow, without a mention. This sounds like Drake. This sounds like a Drake song.
I can't believe he's still relevant, man.
I like Drake. I think he's a great rapper.
I can't believe he's still around.
I don't really.
He's like a Will Smith to me. He tries too hard.
I feel like he's not relevant because he still tries to make music. You know? Like everyone's Shy Ronnie, I feel like. That's who the kids like, right? Shy Ronnie?
Mm-hmm.
And like, he's not.
He sounds like that.
No, not in that song he doesn't. This is not a Shy Ronnie song.
That
Ronnie.
Sounded exactly like Ronnie. What he was just doing.
There are albums, but the industry has changed. There are several singles way before an album. It's more. Okay. So eventually I will be able to buy an album that has this song and several other songs that have come out or are yet to come out.
Yeah.
That's. Okay. I just want albums, man.
Streaming music's better.
I use streaming music. I want albums.
Nope.
It's easier to organize. Okay, number 9, Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. Can't speak.
No tears left to cry.
It begins as a quailing power ballad before shaking the
Jesus
mood.
Jesus Christ, we in fucking Doctor Strange?
Off in favor of a sassy pop strut.
It's hurting my brain.
Showing that the only way out from rock bottom is up by making statements such as this thank you next part
hell.
Of her public grapple with trauma, Grande is crafting her own bracingly resilient narrative.
This is definitely inspired by Doctor Strange.
Oh, I've heard this song. I've heard this.
I can't deal with the turning of the camera, man.
It's trippy.
It's hurting.
It's not
my
nearly
head.
As bad as it actually is, though. You're just drunk.
No, it is. It's really bad. Now she's on the side of the fucking wall.
She's about to walk to the ceiling, man.
Yeah, so they just stole Chris Nolan's thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's a better movie than Dunkirk.
Just fell into lights? What the fuck is this music video, man? What is happening? Who thinks of this shit?
Dude, I don't know, man.
And then who's like, goes about making it?
This is literally Inception, the music video.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's just flipping and stuff. I'm honestly, is this old man of me? I'm disgusted that they have enough money to make big budget movie effects in a music video.
Uh-huh. That's old man.
Okay.
And that's been a thing.
Have I seen all the latest media of people bitching about her brown face? I have not.
Brown face?
Isn't she? She's not white. Isn't she some sort of brown?
No, I think she's white, man.
Is she? I can't tell the difference between brown and tan. I don't know.
Hispanic, some sort of ethnicity.
I don't know, man.
She's ethnic, bro. Bro, she's so ethnic.
Okay, next one is Robin Honey.
Honey.
Drizzled in synth.
Give me that honey.
Pulsing like a heartbeat, honey is where Pop's lovelorn dance floor queen delivers ecstasy merely by promising it. The song overwhelms with glittery intimacy, but keeps its own secrets.
What?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Who writes this shit?
I kind of dig this. I kind of like this. It's chill, you know?
The beat makes my head feel better.
Okay, I kind of like it. It's kind of chill, you know? I feel like I could just relax to this, you know?
It makes my head feel
You know,
better.
This song, you know what it is? This song doesn't make me party. No. I'm glad that this song isn't forcing me to party. That's what I want, okay? I like that. She's going to look like a Sharpie in 10 years. Ariana Grande, a Sharpie. Where's Slayer? I don't know. Maybe they're coming. Travis Scott.
Oh, God, this song.
Okay. What's the...
This is another music video that's
this
weird.
This is a stupid question, man, but I feel safe asking people like you. What's and up? Only you. What's the name of the drummer in Blink-182?
Travis Parker, right?
I don't know.
Travis...
I went around for the longest time thinking Travis Scott was that guy.
No.
Turns out Travis Scott, not that guy.
No, he's a big rap dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't even rap. Travis Barker, not
Travis
Parker.
That's what it is.
There you go.
Thank you.
I was close.
Parker is what you said. Yeah. That's close, yeah.
I don't know who Travis Scott is. I thought he was a producer, because, I mean, I don't think he raps in this.
I thought he was the drummer for Blink-182, and I listened to several Travis Scott songs thinking that Travis Barker was making the beats, and I was like, these are pretty good. I wish the singer wasn't there. And then I realized that, no, this is not the guy from Blink-182 playing drums. This is another man entirely.
This has Drake in it again.
Of course.
And then I think it's ASAP.
The Will Smith thing you said about him clinging to fame is becoming more and more true.
Oh, I know, man. Right? He's fucking everywhere.
Oh, did we click? This is what Ariana Grande used to look like.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's white. Okay.
Jesus.
Yep, did not expect that. Lil Wayne did a song with Travis Barker years ago. Yeah, that might have been where I... That might have been it, because he was the drummer in that song. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought it was the same guy. Well, most Lil Wayne songs are good, except for a Millie. To link up is ha ha ha. All right, so this one is Sicko Mode by Travis Scott. It's one of the most exciting rap songs of the decade.
Yeah, dude.
Really?
I don't know.
It's 2018. You're telling me in the last 8 years there isn't a song more exciting than this one? That's what you're telling me. That's what The Ringer is telling me. Okay? And it telegraphs his attempts to be one of the most exciting songs of the decade by tapping on Vogue producers.
The filtering in this video is
like
weird
Cardo
shit.
And Tay Keith. The fever can't sweat, a fever you can't sweat out type beat switches. Drake and Sway Lee
Astro.
In the margins.
Yeah.
Killer Lou.
Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we.
Okay, that is not, like, that's really on the nose with the sun is down thing. Like, they just brought the moon down and made it yellow, and then...
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We already know when it's here.
Is he walking a giant dog?
Yeah. Wait, now what?
That's a dog. He's walking a dog.
Sun is down, freezing cold. That's how we already know.
What is happening?
When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know. He don't know nothing.
What's happening?
Else.
Dude, this video is crazy.
Yeah.
Are these lyrics meaningful?
I tried to show.
Should I be looking for meaning?
Yeah.
This is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
Except Drake kind of ruined it just with his mad face in there.
Younger flame here, sicko mode.
Bad green screen. Is this Travis Barker? What's his name? Travis Scott?
Yeah. Maybe.
This looks like ASAP Rocky.
I know.
Is this, Chad, is this him?
I don't know.
Why is he riding
a
horse?
He's on a horse, bro. Motherfucker, I'm on a horse.
I kind of like the music video. It's pretty obviously green screen, but it's a cool concept. I just landed in Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Joe's. Different color chains, think my jewelry. Yeah, it's just all
dude, the train's talking. Watch it.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch it. I'm sorry. I'm done. Okay?
Train's done. Talking, man.
Hey, number 6, Janelle Monáe, Make Me Feel. Aesop Rocky stole his name from Aesop Rock, who is actually an incredibly talented hip-hop artist. Yeah, I've heard of that guy. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I haven't heard of anybody.
That's because you're not an old man.
Who are like people?
You're not an old man. Janelle Monáe, Make Me Feel, with the click of her tongue. With the click of her tongue. Janelle Monáe reminded everyone in 2018 why she so naturally takes up the mantle of Prince.
Something on my eye, man.
The singer co-wrote this infectious lead single with Julia Michaels, Matthias Larson, Robin Fredrickson, and Justin Tranter, resulting in a soulful, retro-funky groove that sizzles and vibrates with
sensual... You're taking too long.
Tell me I'm taking too long. Yeah. The music hasn't even started yet, and I read the whole thing.
Right. Is that a lady in giant pants? Or is that, was that a decoration?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for you.
Bet you didn't know I could beatbox like that, did you?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Can be explained, but I can try. I like these weird scents coming back.
I do. The beat's good.
This reminds me of Redbone.
You know, it is kind of Princey. It kind of is. Same questions. And second guess at all my intentions. I've never heard this song.
By the way, I
use my car. This is probably the best song we've listened to yet, though, on the thing. On this list, you don't think so?
Dude, I would watch the Ariana Grande fucking video.
It's just because
days.
It's because your mind gets on a pretzel. Here's the hook, I'm guessing.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I kind of like this. This isn't bad.
No, this is terrible.
That's just the way you make me feel. Yeah, I kind of like this. This is kind of catchy. That's probably why I've never heard it on the radio, because it's pretty good. Okay, let's move on before it ruins something. Number five. Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
From their movie?
Yeah, that movie.
Bradley Cooper sings in that
He learned
movie?
How to sing. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't Bradley Cooper have enough?
Yeah.
Does he need this?
No, he took it. Because he's actually not bad. My grandmother loves this, apparently. And bought from the movie.
This song really fills me with rage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? They play this on our country station all the time. Okay, Chris listens to country music exclusively in the car. I think you can relate to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They play this song all the time on the country music radio station. This is not a country song.
Okay.
It is not.
What song is it?
This song. This is not a country song.
Never heard it.
Oh, I bet you have. Tell me something, girl. Guarantee you've heard this song. Are you happy in this modern world? Or do you need more? Like, it's just... I think this song wants me to cry. I think that's, like, its point. But it's not working. In all the good
times, I find myself. He's not that good. Like, I mean, he's fine.
He's fine. Yeah, he sounds like someone who was an actor who was required to sing for a movie.
Yeah.
Times, I fear myself. It's too on the nose, Ballin' Hobo. And then here comes Lady Gaga in here, and she's gonna sing too. The exact same song, somehow worse. The professional singer. It sounds like she's collecting her check as she's singing this song. Aren't you tired trying to fill that void? Like, I just want a hard pass on that song. And it's number five on this list, dude.
She looks so much different than
this song
what
sucks.
She normally does.
This song
man,
sucks,
crazy.
But number four, Childish Gambino. This is America.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino wrote the national anthem.
I got a strap.
In blood this year. And
I
it left
carry.
A permanent stain. But thank God we could dance to it. Let's thank America, too. On the record, I have stated that I do not like Childish Gambino. Tired of Donald Glover. All right? This song, pretty dang good, though. I do like the song.
Really?
I mean, I like it. I like the song. Like, you know what improves this song? If you can't see the music video, this improves the song.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
No, I heard that the song sucks if you don't
the
watch
song's
the music.
Way better without it. I'm not gonna rant, J-Bar, I'm gonna contain it. I hate this music video so much. This music video is just a meme.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
That was the point.
Right, and so it ruins the message of the song by being a meme. That's all it does. And right here, I'm out. Check out right there. As soon as he does that wink, I'm done. I'm done. That's a meme. That's a meme. Just like when you eat too much Taco Bell. Like, that's just all this is supposed to be.
Yeah.
All right? Ruined. Okay, number three. Let's listen to some more songs. Cardi B, I Like It, with her story fairy tale come up. Cardi would be the one to inject new thrill into flexing wealth, a hip-hop tradition. It's time-honored as the genre itself. Okay, this is not her song. At what point does it stop being a sample and because this song is good because he stole another song?
I like $1 million deals. Where's my pen? Bitch, I'm signing. I like those Balenciagas. The ones that look like socks. I like going to the
jeweler. I fucking cannot stand Cardi B.
Is this whole song just her listing things she likes?
Yeah.
Can I make a version of this song? I like wings. I like sitting. I like looking at boobs. Like, can I just write a song and just make $1 million?
Please do, man. Please. No, it's only because she's already famous. Well, yeah, and she just completely dethroned Nicki Minaj. I feel like I haven't seen shit from her. I don't know. Then again, I don't pay attention to anything. Keep it going, man.
I hate America.
Keep it going.
I like sexes from my exes when they want a second chance. I like proving niggas wrong.
I just love looking at a dumb person.
Is that why you do this show?
Yeah.
I thought so. Molly, hotter than a sock. Molly, fur, go,
fur. Hop up the stool, jump in the like, coupe. Nicki Minaj is so much better than this. Bitches as hard as I can, eating halal, driving a Lamb. So that bitch, I'm sorry though. Got my coins like Mario. Yeah, they call me Cardi B. I run this shit like cardio.
She kind of does look like a drag queen, but not because she's not a man.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Number two, the 1975. This is a genre change. Love it if we made it. Name of this song. It's the sound of the moment of time because zeitgeisty lyrics, of course, but it's also because of how they are communicated. An endless scroll of tweets and headlines with no space for thought or emotion before the next one rolls into view. Just like this sentence, it's lengthy and no periods. Leveled, loud, and persistent. The song itself is a monolith, maximalist to the extreme. Each electronic trill and whoosh is like a digital overspill from the hand-picked hole. Okay, this song is literally what I just did. It's just non sequiturs to a beat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ariana Grande is on this list again? Oh my God. Keep going, man. Let's get through it.
I'm disgusted
Let's just
by
get
Earth,
through it.
Dude.
Let's just get through it.
Okay, number one is Ariana Grande. Thank you, next. Is this the one where she says God is a woman?
I have no idea.
One time on Twitter, I heard Ariana was pregnant.
This one time at Bandcamp?
Be pregnant at the same time. Turns out it was just a rumor.
Ariana Grande told me my hair looks sexy pushback. She's not wrong.
Ariana broke off an engagement, so I found a guy to propose to me.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Okay, I'll just keep watching.
And I broke off an engagement.
I heard she's a lesbian now and dating some chick called Aubrey. It's fucking sick.
I heard if you record her snoring,
is that what this is?
It sounds like Fantasia.
Ariana says, honest to God, knocked me out. So I decided to punch myself in the face. It was awesome.
It's spoofs of movies? No.
Yeah, it's Mean Girls. That's Mean Girls text, right?
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The anthem of 2018 deserves, rather than a zap the pain from memory, Grande assesses the damage, specifically her history with love, and rebuilds from the ground up, rekindling her most crucial relationship, Ariana and Ariana. Though she gives her exes their flowers, do not mistake this for a song about men. It's dedicated to the women at the eye of the storm who survived.
What?
I don't know what that means. I just read
that
it.
That is literally the guy from Mean Girls.
Okay, if I was Lindsay Lohan, I'd be so mad.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about giving a girl a second chance, put her in this ding music video. Right?
But she's Lindsay Lohan in this remake. She can't.
Well, that's heckin' rude! Well, is it being Ariana enough?
No.
Tina Fey, Ariana!
No. No, she's just, yeah, she's the main character since she's the singer. Can't have Lindsay there.
That's not what I see. Look what I got.
She is brown, by the way.
Look what you taught me.
That is not a white woman. Thank you. Next. She went opposite Michael Jackson. Thank you. Is that the Kardashian woman?
How many times? Yeah, I think it is. Every one of these songs had fucking in it like that somewhere.
Yeah, that's because it makes you edgy, dude.
No, but you know you're not going to get it played on the fucking radio.
No, they will. They'll just it out, you know? That's what they'll do.
What's wrong with J-Bar? What's with our show? What's wrong with our show?
It means that because we played all these terrible songs, the show is bad.
Gotcha.
It's a kappa. It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's okay, man. You're just here. Let's get back to the real music. This is what America's about right here, all right? This is how we get the energy back. 45 minutes of this song over and over and over again, dude. It's how I spent my morning, and I have no regrets.
That's too good, man.
Dude, I just don't That's get too it, man. Good. I just don't get it, dude. I just don't get it, man. I mean, we did this last year, too.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of the songs...
Every year.
I feel like last year we had a few songs that we were like, yeah, this is pretty good.
No, I don't
I mean, I guess
so.
There were two songs that we both said, these are okay.
Which ones?
The one that sounded like Prince, and then the one that made your head feel better.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I liked it.
Well, man,
I didn't like the singer, but the beat was good.
Well, that's a something.
That's something.
It's better than it not having a good beat or a good singer that's or good having point. Bradley Cooper in it, you know? Mm-hmm. Could be a lot worse, dude. That's all I'm saying. Bradley Cooper could be in it. Watch out.
What do you got against Bradley Cooper, man?
I'm mad that he's in that movie.
Why?
Because he doesn't need to be. Yeah. Collect your raccoon money. Lead the singing to the singers.
Collect your raccoon money.
Yes.
Raccoon meat.
All right, J-Bar. Thanks for the tip, brother. We'll see you around, man. Have a great Christmas if I don't see you before, which I won't because this is the last show I'm doing before Christmas. So that was a stupid thing for me to say. All right, dude.
You have a Gruden.
Ice on Mars, dude!
That's bullshit. Is that an actual picture?
Yes! That is the photograph of... I said, photograph of ice on Mars, son. Right there. Look at that dang ice. It'd be all freezy.
What?
Ice on Mars.
No.
What do you mean, no?
No.
You see it and you reject it?
Yeah, no, that's not a thing.
It's a thing. Look at that photo. That is incredible.
Really, really clear sand.
Trapped. Clear. Okay. Not even going to acknowledge it. Trapped layer of cold air keeps water frozen in 50-mile-wide impact crater. The stunning Korolev crater in the northern lowlands of Mars is filled with ice all year round owing to a trapped layer of cold Martian air that keeps the water frozen. Okay. First stupid question of the day. Isn't Mars cold enough to keep water frozen all the time?
You would think. It's because far away from the sun.
If not, can't we move there? Because it's not hot. Because it's farther away from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's above freezing but below boiling, can't we live there? I don't understand.
Yes?
Yeah, Mars is 60 below, Ball and Hobo says. So wouldn't all water be ice all year long, no matter what?
Yes.
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but water will be frozen at 60 below zero, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think it was the absence of water was the big thing.
Right, but they're talking about it like the trapped layer of cold air keeps water frozen. No, it's the fact that it's far from the sun that keeps the water frozen, right? Like, that's the reason.
No.
Right?
No. You're telling me that doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying, man!
Why is it not covered in ice? How have we not already asked
this
question?
Well, that's what I... Like, the water there is the story. But the bolded headline is that it's trapped in a crater because it's cold. No, you don't say that Mars is cold. I don't put your glasses back on. You look
filled
horrible.
With ice all year round, owing to a trapped layer of cold Martian air that keeps the water frozen.
Right. The 50-mile-wide crater contains 530 cubic miles of water ice, as much as the Great Bear Lake in northern Canada. And the center of the crater is ice more than a mile thick. Images beamed back from the red planet show the lip around the impact crater rises high above the surrounding plane. When thin Martian air then passes over the crater, it becomes trapped and cools to form an insulating layer that prevents ice from melting. Also the fact that it's far from the sun. It's cold!
Dude, you make so much sense. Like, I mean, they know the temperature of the planet, right?
Yeah! Let me look at a thermometer! Cold!
They're fucking, yeah, that's the latest picture is
a composite of five strip-like images taken from the European Space Agency's Mars Express probe, which swung into orbit around the planet on Christmas Day 2003. On the same day, the orbiter released the Beagle 2 lander, a British probe. Of course, the Beagle.
What?
Of course, the British probe is called a Beagle.
Anyway, what?
You know, Biscuit was taken.
Are you telling me they took a picture in 2003 and just now
on
got it?
On the same day, the orbiter released the Beagle 2 lander, a British probe built on a shoestring budget, which touched down but failed to fully open on the surface. Mars Express photographed the Korolev crater with its high-resolution stereo camera instrument that can pick up features 10 meters wide, or as well as 2 meters when used in super-resolution mode. Evidence from the orbiting spacecraft reveals that landers... Rovers and landers reveals ancient water courses and lake beds on Mars. Vast quantities of frozen water have been found at the planet's poles. In July, astronomers used Mars Express radar measurements to find what happened to be a 12-mile stretch of briny water beneath the planet's surface. Korolev crater is named after Sergei Korolev, the Russian rocket engineer and spacecraft designer known as the father of Soviet space technology. Korolev.
Dude, okay. One. Why are they focusing on the coal air?
That's
bit?
What I get. Like acid
it's
put in
cold
there.
As shit.
She's like
two.
The big thing about this, there used to be water planet, but it's all disappeared. But they found some. Why is that not the headline?
Are we sure it's still there? If this photo was taken in 2003,
I think that they're saying that they tried to take a picture of it, but it didn't work until now because the Beagle didn't land. The Beagle has not landed. The Beagle has crashed.
Dude, okay. If we're planning on going there, don't you think we should have some?
That's what I think,
shit
too.
Around it.
It's like Elon Musk is like, we'll be there within 10 years. And I'm like,
no.
They can't even take pictures of it
yet,
bro.
You can't live stream it? No. Yeah. Figure that shit out.
Right.
Then again, it is very
if
far away.
If I can't get Pornhub on Mars, I ain't going.
It's very far away.
It's pretty far.
I don't think it takes fucking 15 years to send a photo, though.
Ballin' Hobo said, Google said, Mars is a Kolsch.
Harsh cold world there, bro.
It's much
and
colder
I'm
than Earth,
over one.
But then it is also farther from the sun. The small barren planet also has a thin atmosphere that has 95% carbon dioxide. I mean, it's cool, though, they found water, because there's going to be life in it, and then we're not going to be alone in the universe anymore. There's going to be creepy bugs.
Is the Guardian begging for money right now?
Yes, they are, but it's British, so we don't care about it. We got a wall to fund. We can't worry about the Guardian when we got to fund
the
wall.
Do they not make money?
I don't know.
Don't they make money? Are there ads on this site?
The Guardian's... Well, there is, but I have ad block. The Guardian's U.S. editor, John Mulholland, urges you to show your support for independent journalists
Fuck
with a year-end
no.
gift to The Guardian. We're asking our U.S. readers to help us raise $1 million by the new year to report on the most important stories in 2019. So, yeah, they want your money. Please give your money. You know, Chad, give us your money, too, because we're looking to 2019, and we need money
dumb,
to spend
man.
On bills. All right, NASA won't do it. We hitch rides from ISS and the Russians. Well, yeah, exactly, but... So I think the point stands the same. Like, if they can't take pictures really well, then, like, I feel like I'm worried about the people going. I'm not going to be on the first spaceship to Mars. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, also, that fucking SpaceX is about to start sending people. They're working on the whatever it is, the Orion, the something.
This photograph. Orion. This photograph is amazing.
That's such bullshit.
It's a composite picture of the Korolev crater in the northern lowlands of Mars, made from images taken by the Mars Express high-resolution stereo camera overlaid on a digital terrain model. That is awesome, dude. That's snow on another planet, man. It was ice, but that's awesome. It's cool to see.
I don't give a shit.
Why?
Don't give a shit.
You don't care about space stories
no.
now, man?
They took a photo of somewhere in... fucking Africa.
There's gonna be life on Mars.
Yeah, I already knew that. We already came to this statement.
But they haven't proved it yet, and now
I
they
don't
will.
Give a shit, of course it is. It was very close to the sun and moved away from the sun. There was once life.
No, because yes. God created the universe exactly
the
as it was 6,000 years ago.
No, false. Who wrote those books?
Jesus Christ.
Idiot people.
Our Lord and Savior.
Idiot motherfuckers.
And God and the Holy Spirit, because they are one and the same.
All of them not. Existing.
Dude, you better watch out, lightning bolt, man.
Please. I asked for a bullet from his dick earlier.
It did. That's a great point, man. It's a great point.
If we make it, we rock. If not, it's a learning experience.
Right, with dead carcasses, you know. Then okay, here's the richest celebrities, man. You want to see the people
Dude,
who are better
how
off
the
than us?
Fuck is George Lucas there?
George Lucas, man.
Is he making money off of royalties from the fucking thing?
His net worth is $5.4 billion.
Or did he literally get
dollars.
The $4 billion for Lucasfilm, like just in his pocket?
His movie franchise planted him firmly atop Forbes magazine's 30-year-old wave of celebrities. The net worth, the 74-year-old writer, director, and producer creating the enduring space saga was estimated at $5.4 billion, leading a list that also included athletes, musicians, and one wealthy illusionist. Most of Lucas's wealth
accurate.
Came from the $4.5 billion sale of Lucasfilm Production Company to Walt Disney Co. in 2012. That's what it says, man. So Steven Spielberg's number two at $3.7 billion.
Jesus Christ.
Oprah Winfrey, $2.8. Michael Jordan, $1.7.
What?
And then Jay-Z has $900 million. Like, Michael Jordan shocked me, too, and then I remember
what?
Air Jordan, which he probably makes so much money off of.
I thought they canceled those.
No, dude. Jordan? It's a huge brand. Michael, and then Sean, Jay-Z Carter, $900 million. Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, man.
$900 million.
No, I thought it was a billion.
Since
wasn't she accepting donations from fans to make her the first $1 billion woman?
Well, we should have directed those
Even
towards the wall,
not,
man.
Because Oprah's on the list.
David Copperfield,
the youngest
$875 million.
The youngest woman billionaire.
Sean P. Diddy Combs, $825 million, dude. Tiger Woods, $800 million. And then
dude,
James Patterson.
How do you feel to be anybody? Like, if you were Diddy, how do you feel knowing that you have less money than Kylie Jenner?
Dude, I don't. How do you feel knowing you have less money than Kylie Jenner?
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah. I mean, so he's got to hate it too, right?
Oh, yeah. But he is closer. Like,
everyone on this list, has
apart.
Less money than George Lucas.
Yeah.
How mad are you if you're Oprah?
Not.
I'd be so mad.
It would be like,
all
I can't compete with Darth
was
Vader.
Was make stupid robots walk through the desert, and now he has $6 billion.
Yeah. That's worth it.
Where she's worked her butt off for 30 years.
That's worth it, man.
On the streets of Chicago.
All right. That's true.
She has less money.
He did
money.
It smarter.
Did he?
Yeah. Less work.
Less work.
Yeah. If Oprah was creative enough to come up with fucking space droids.
Okay, let's be objective. Who has created better content over the last 30 years? Oprah or George Lucas?
Like, better as in what? More entertaining
like
or
more,
like beneficial to the human race?
I would
or
say
what?
Both.
Well, entertaining-wise, I'd go with Lucas.
But to you personally... Way. It's in more entertaining. What about objectively to everybody who's seen it? Don't you think Oprah
think
has
Wars.
Entertained more people than
no,
Star Wars has?
I still think Star Wars. Everyone knows.
There's
Star
a scene.
Wars.
There's
then
a
again. Everyone knows Oprah,
right.
But they don't watch Oprah.
There's a scene in Ocean's 13, I think, where Brad Pitt and George Clooney can't sleep. It might be Ocean's. I think it's Ocean's 12, actually. They can't sleep, and so they watch Oprah on TV late night,
mm-hmm.
And she's giving cars out to people. Okay, you know the scene I'm talking about? They're both like sitting on the bed and they're like, is she really going to give those people homes, you know? And then they pour the wine, you know? That yeah. scene right there of them watching Oprah is more entertaining than all of the Star Wars movies.
You are just a hater. You are just a big ball of shit. That's who you are.
I can't believe you didn't see that coming.
Oh, I knew that's where it was going. I know it. I knew that. It just took forever getting there. God damn.
Hey, remember that time that you loved Star Wars last year?
I still love oh, yeah, no.
Oh.
No, I don't recall that.
Are you excited? You know it's less than a year now until Star Wars Episode 9 comes out.
Show me the fucking trailer.
It's not out.
I know. Show me the fucking trailer.
When do you think they'll debut it?
Never. It's Super Bowl.
You think they'll put it in front of the Endgame?
Super Bowl.
You think Super Bowl?
Super Bowl
I think that's too early.
That.
Yeah. I think it's too early for it.
Really?
Super Bowl, yeah. February? That feels
really?
Early. Because we don't know anything about the next Star
no.
Wars, do we? Like, we don't
no.
know anything about it. How no. did The Last Jedi end?
They got away. Kylo's mad. He missed them. Luke's dead. They're in the
Well, who
Falcon.
Got away?
The Rebels.
Weren't they on a salt planet?
Yeah.
So, what do you mean? How do they get away?
Rey shows up with the Falcon, lifts some rocks, and then they... The only people left after the fucking... They blow up their ships...
Uh-huh.
Can fit in the Falcon.
Okay, so they get away on the Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
And Kylo Ren can't chase him?
Yeah, he was too busy with Luke. They got away.
Oh, Luke was the distraction.
Yeah. and they can't track something in hyperspeed.
He doesn't have any ships?
No, apparently, like, what they did for the entire movie, you know, the tracking of them through hyperspace.
Well, I thought they disabled that. Benicio del Toro did that.
They failed doing that. They failed.
What was the point of that whole thing? Okay. I need to watch that movie again. I've only ever seen it once.
It's fucking goddamn awful, man.
I need to watch it before the next one because I literally don't remember the ending.
They're terrible.
I remember the rocks going up because that was a big deal because that was the first time she used the force, right?
Not the first time, no.
Well, I thought it was like she really used it.
She can just do it.
Yeah, but she had never done it before.
She could just do things.
No, well, like what? What's an example?
She could lift rocks with her brain without fucking trying.
But that's the first time, though.
No, she pulled a lightsaber to her. She tricked a fucking Bond's brain to release her from the jail.
Okay, then why is it a big deal that...
Yeah, it's not! It's not! But the movie plays like it is, man! Don't get me on this! Don't get me on this!
I'm just honestly
curious. Fucking hate this goddamn movie, and it makes and I hate it more because it tricked me that I liked it the first time I watched it.
Okay.
It was like, avert your eyes from the really dumb shit, here's a cool lightsaber fight.
Right.
And then you take away the lightsaber fight, and it's like, what the fuck is this whole casino planet? Why did you have Finn bullshit around with this Asian bitch for the fucking entire film? And then all of a sudden she's in love with him at the end of it? It doesn't make any sense.
I'm in love with Finn.
They're literally friends, only know each other. No. Like, first time seeing each other.
Right.
For not even a day.
Well, you see the entire thing happen on film,
and she just kisses him.
Right.
Yeah, she just kisses him. Not even a day!
I'd kiss him. He's cute.
There's hours. They purposely put in how many hours of fuel they have left, and they never run out of fuel, so it's within that time frame.
They go to
a casino planet. She shares her whole fucking life story about all the animals and children are slaves here.
Can
it's
I
terrible.
Ask you a stupid question?
And then not she fucking kisses him and tells him basically that she loves him.
So aren't they going max speed?
Yeah.
Okay. I have two questions. How is there a max speed in space where there's no gravity? Okay. And number two, if there is a max speed, why can't they just turn their engines off and continue going in the frictionlessness of space?
That's a whole thing. People have gone through... I mean, yes, it's a fucking goddamn science fiction movie, but there should be some science in the movie.
Like, all of Star Wars is that way, right? Like, they're always burning engines, when really you just need to burn once, and then you just go that speed.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's that, and then also you can't really bank like they do in the fucking... It's not dogfighting.
Well, that I could
space.
Just be like, you know, it's science fiction. They figured out ways to turn. You know?
Well, yeah, it's called little jet propulsions
of
air.
They can turn it off when it's done. Like, you get up to 50 miles an hour, you can turn off your engine because you're just going to go 50 miles an hour forever because you're in space and there's no air or friction.
I mean, they might just always be on in case you need to burn in a different direction.
Oh, it takes a while to warm up.
Yeah, they're gigantic fucking...
It's like a Weber grill, dude. Yeah, it takes a little bit. It takes a little bit to turn them on.
They are huge. They are huge rockets.
Uh-huh.
It takes them a second to go.
It's also Star Wars. Yeah, they have literal lasers.
Well, and then fucking fuel wasn't a thing until now.
Well, I'm sure it was,
Now they were running out of fuel. No, they never mentioned fuel before, ever.
They had to burn something.
No, it's Star Wars. They could have found perpetual energy or whatever.
I mean, they did go faster than light speed.
Yeah!
There's lots of question marks in the Star Wars
universe. Dude, it's fucking crazy.
I don't understand.
The movie was shit. Also, why couldn't the First Order, who have fuel, just jump into light speed in front of the ship? Or like two or three of them. Because there was 15 ships following three. You couldn't send half of them in front and then leave half in back?
That's a great point.
Put them in a circle.
No, because then they just go up.
Oh, you got me. You got it. Dude, it's so fucking
There
dumb.
Are stuff faster than light, Acid Cat. It's called the Millennium Falcon. It did the Kessel Run in 3 parsecs. You ever heard of it?
It's 12.
Whatever. I was amazed. I remembered Kessel Run. You should be proud of me for that.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. I used to love Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've started thinking about it, and it doesn't make any sense. There's no economy. There's no real science in it. Obi-Wan's the best. Anakin's the worst.
Yeah.
Jar Jar exists. End of my arguments.
Yeah, no, Star Wars is kind of fucked.
Yeah. But I am excited to watch the third one. Mostly because I really love The Last Jedi. Mostly because he really hates it.
Last Jedi. They're going to retcon everything in that movie.
Dude, I'm going to be so mad and so happy.
And Snoke's coming back.
No way.
Yeah, he's
no
coming back.
Way.
Yep.
They ain't going to do it, man, because J.J. Abrams has a plan, dude. What if the plot for The Last Jedi is, or the, whatever the next one's called? Do we even know what it's called?
No.
Whatever the next one's called is the exact same as Endgame, where they just go back through the first few movies and they just time travel and retcon it, and that's how they solve the problem.
You really
problem.
Think that's going to be
what
Endgame?
If that happened?
You really think
yeah,
that's
I do
be
think
Endgame?
That's going to be Endgame.
You don't
I think
that's
Endgame,
an entire misdirection?
No, I think Endgame's going to be them traveling back through time.
I think you're right. I mean, there's like five different...
I don't know if it'll actually be time travel or it'll be like a multiverse thing, but I do think that they're going to visit past events in some fashion.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's like three different faces of Captain America.
Right. Well, and they have you've seen set photos, but that could also be misdirection, too. You don't know.
Do what I'm saying.
But I think
I'm
that makes sense.
I'm saying whole thing doesn't happen. I had a dream, actually. That, like, Doctor Strange came in and, like, stopped Iron Man from taking the glove off of Thanos. It was weird.
What?
Side.
Like, Doctor Strange was bad all of a sudden?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, he, like, stopped. They were about
what a
to
twist.
Succeed, and then he didn't. He stopped them. Something involving the Time Stone. I don't know. I was like, oh, shit, I figured it out. It's a dream.
So we're at the very end of the show.
Yeah.
Okay? And today, I have to admit, I was on YouTube, I was bored. I looked at your old YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and there was something on there that was very confusing to me.
What?
And now that the show is over, and no one listens this far in, I would like to play the video and have you explain to me what I just watched.
Is it the Partners one?
No, that one, sadly, I understood.
Oh, okay.
No, that one I wish I wouldn't have seen.
Well, then, yeah, let's do it, man. Okay. What is it?
I'm going to go to your YouTube real quick. YouTube. Where's the B at, dude? YouTube.com. Do you have a vanity URL, bro?
Nope.
Sad. God, no. What is Acid saying? Thanks for calling me, Noah.
Acid, it's a joke, okay?
Oh, I gotcha, gotcha.
It's a joke, okay. Dude, when you search for you on YouTube, everyone comes up but you.
Yeah, I don't think it's under me.
I'm sorry, Acid. We love you. You're our favorite viewer, okay? This one. This one right here. Oh, hi, Loyal. You're our favorite.
Oh, yeah. This is probably the worst.
Okay, I'm very confused. Okay? Just want to play this real quick. So it has one thumbs up. That's from you, right?
Oh, I have no idea. Probably.
Okay, first question. Did you just not... Was your brightness so bad that you didn't realize that your smoke effect just didn't fill up the 10% of the screen over here? Okay, It's like that the whole time, by the way. Okay, so it said, he was dead.
No, it's not.
No. He was dead. Who found help? That's my first question. He was dead. Who found help? What does that mean? And how did you never catch that?
I don't know.
It says he was dead. Who found help?
And I also didn't know the screen filter for this explosion with all the black.
Yes, Mark's too.
Okay,
and then fucking George of the Jungle
like
starts.
And then she just says it kind of looks like you do. Was there dialogue before this?
No.
So why does she just... He shoots her, she catches the bullet.
No, she says you have some work to do, and he's like, I don't do that anymore. And then she's like, kind of looks like you do.
Okay, hold on. So I couldn't hear this. Let me try it again.
Not all the way back.
God. He was dead.
Found help. Jesus Christ.
Who found help? It's up all the way, chat, because we can't hear. Shh. Shh.
Yes, Mark's too.
Yeah, you can't hear a thing he said.
I heard it.
You can't hear that.
I heard it.
I barely hear her.
Well, yeah. Let me tell
he
you.
He doesn't say anything.
Audio was not the thing on my mind when I'm doing these. Nothing was.
That
actually.
Was his voice, right? Yeah, you didn't hear it.
It was a lot of pot. It was a lot of pot.
This is it. I'm going to play the rest of it just so the stream doesn't get blue balls. But that's the only thing you need to see. Yeah. Is he was dead? Who found help? And I don't.
Was Jen who found help?
that's all it says.
I never noticed, man. I got to delete everything I've ever done on the internet. That's so funny.
I will admit that whoever this is, great at badass walking. This is a really badass walk. I will give you that.
Yeah, man.
So is the plot behind this that David is some type of killer for hire, and then Satan comes to Earth to hire him?
Yes.
Okay. Because now it's just a lot of like really intense cuts in front of your family photos.
Right.
Yes. And then there's this one shot of you walking up a hill, and then everything's in focus but the actor. I like this one, too. It's really good. You know? And then I just imagine you driving through a neighborhood some old lady looking through her door and seeing this man point a fake gun out a window down the road. Like, that is not okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so there's that.
He was dead who found out the perfect slogan for Christmas.
Hellbound.
Oh, fuck.
So, it's coming soon, guys, if you want.
Hey, wait for my great special effects here.
I'm not
man.
Ending it, man.
Look at my special effects,
look at this.
Man.
Look at this.
I put a hole in it.
Yeah, especially like the black bars that show up in the middle.
When? I don't see any black bars.
Look at the sides.
The sides? Oh, there shit.
It's just black bars that just show us.
Yep, you're right.
Who was help? We'll never know. Coming soon. So when can we expect that, man?
Never.
Is there more explosions at the end here?
No. Well, yeah, there you go.
That's a barbecue grill being lit too hard.
That's
what that is, that effect. So I just wanted to get your opinion on what that was supposed to say.
Do you
he was dead who found
one?
Holt? Huh?
Do you remember my Addicted trailer?
If it wasn't on the channel, I didn't watch it today. I probably blocked it from
Go to my Vimeo.
Do we have to? Because the show's over.
Go to my Vimeo, not YouTube. What are you doing? Vimeo.
Okay. What are you doing? Go to Vimeo.
Like, it's not on YouTube, man. Not that one.
Well, I'm using it to get to the show.
Good.
I'm not going to stream this, even though they could go to Vimeo.com.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up.
And I'm going to show the
don't
screen,
show
right?
Show the screen, man.
How are they going to watch the video if I don't show the screen?
Show the URL. I don't want this on the internet.
It's already on the internet.
I don't want it.
I literally Googled your name and the word Vimeo and it came up. It's on the internet.
Oh, fuck.
Addicted trailer right here? Is this what we're looking at? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, definitely don't go here. Is that Tone?
Yeah, it's Tone, man.
One man faces destruction. Who found help?
Feet.
Life hangs by a thread.
Yeah, man, sinks. Seek. I don't get what I was doing. What was I doing?
I don't, probably messing with video filters. Or you found a cool song and you're like, I'm gonna make this into a trailer.
I guess.
I don't know, man. This is like your family photo back there. Peck it out of it is badass Saturn, dude. Watch out.
When everything is yours.
Sugar.
What do you wish for? Cocaine. Indulge Studios. Vimeo.com/IndulgeStudios. With an E, though. Doing homework.
Acid, I feel like I don't know anything about being addiction. You know, an addict. This has definitely got to be worse than it actually was. Just the editing alone is terrible.
Addicted.
This was a cool song, man.
Did you see the smoke come from the eye? Pretty on the nose, right? Prepubescent man shoots the camera.
That masking effect, though, that was bad.
Coming soon. Just kidding.
Sure you don't want to watch some other videos on this channel?
I'm very sure.
You're very sure? Yeah.
I'm very sure.
I thought you were acid. Thought you were. Well, it's game day.
It's just fucking dunks in slow motion.
Is that literally what this video is?
Yeah, man. You can skip the fucking.
No, we gotta watch this huge intro, man. It's very important.
This is a very.
Just so
long
you know,
intro.
This is an Indulge Studios production.
I don't know why. Don't ask me why.
It's
because
you
things.
Were trying to brand, dude.
No.
Got that brand going, brother.
No.
Look at that sweet dunk over the camera, dude. It's a Colby Newman film.
Yeah, it is.
Dude, you're proud of this. You put your name on it, dude. Man.
so proud. Look at all these dunks. Or just jumping over a camera because you can't actually see the rim, but it's there. It's starring you, man. Only you? Okay, we got one more. Took a while.
I mean, okay, we did two of these. The first one was all my dunks, basically.
Okay.
Cameron was having a bad day. Then this one, we are both having a bad day.
This is the one you film and put up on the internet?
This is what we do, yeah.
Okay. This is another one where you just found another song and you just wanted to do it, isn't it?
No.
Look at this, man. Look at this.
This 1 foot shorter goal.
It's been dunked on so hard that it's broke.
Not a full 10 feet. Oh, yeah, definitely broke. Definitely broke.
Look at these. Look at that. Dude, so good, man. Is that an ironing board?
Where?
Like out there in the yard?
No, it's a table.
Okay.
Not a dunk.
I can't believe that no one, this video only has 100 views.
I can't believe it has 100.
100 over 6 years? New slow-mo basketball video. This GoPro is just too fun.
See, I wonder why I'm not on the internet anymore.
But you are now.
It might be just
more than
because
ever.
You give me so much shit.
Oh, yeah.
On everything.
Oh, yeah, it's me. It's definitely not because your video said he was dead who was live or whatever it said.
Who found help.
He
man.
Was dead who found help.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
Definitely, it's my fault.
Yeah,
not because of that, it's my fault.
It's 1,000% your fault.
Okay.
Yes.
You know you're here on the internet.
Oh, yeah. No, this is fine.
Okay.
I don't give a shit what I say.
Maybe make things that are good.
No.
Maybe, or let's pump the brakes. Maybe proofread.
No.
Let's then put stuff on the internet.
No.
Yeah. But I can show chat my favorite video of yours. All right. Then we'll end the show. Okay. Let me show my favorite video of yours, and then we'll end the show. Why isn't it here? Is it still open? It's still open. That's why. Let me show you my favorite video. Gotta go back. No. Come on. One more. One more. My favorite video. Here we go. Right here. The best video on the internet right here, dude. This is Colby at peak douche. My favorite one. This is Colby with the gold chain douche. Look at this. Look at this.
You see my face after I do it. I'm like, I hate my
life. Oh, yeah. I know.
I hate
but
myself.
You did it. Like, you're regretting your decision right now.
Yep.
You're thinking about it, regret. But you're still wearing a gold chain on, ironically.
No. This, I purposefully was like, let me look as douchey as I can.
Were you?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're trying to defend yourself.
No, I swear to God, in the moment I wore the chain and the hat, because I'm like, I'm going to look like a douche, because I feel
okay?
Like a douche. I wear tank tops all the time.
Yeah, it's a douche move, dude.
I don't give a shit. I am a douche.
That's all I wanted you to say. Also, you don't need to defend yourself for a video you made in 2013.
I can't. I certainly can't.
You
that
don't
was only
need
5 years ago.
5 years is a long time in the internet age, man. It's a long time. 5 years ago. You think we can look back on this show in 5 years and be proud of anything we did? I'm not proud of today's show, and we just did it.
Yeah.
Let's discount it. Doesn't count. Growing up in a music scene, all drummers look like this. I totally agree. But Colby is. He's my best friend of 10 years. He's not a drummer douche to me. He's Colby, and it's weird to see him in his natural environment. That's all I'm saying.
The chain and the hat were purposely for this video.
Uh-huh.
You could look at all the other ones around this time. Don't have the
They're
chain.
All pretty douchey, though. This one's
yes.
The most douchey.
Yes.
No doubt, but...
Mainly because I was covering a fucking Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah.
Also the worst Miley Cyrus song.
Well, but back in 2013, not a lot to choose from. This is pre-Wrecking Ball Miley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This was right when twerking thing started.
Twerking, dude. You should have twerked in the video. You should have done. That's what you should have done, man. All right, let's end the show. Guys, thank you so much for watching today. So this is our last episode before Christmas. We will not be here next Sunday. So if you're a Sunday only viewer, this is our last episode for you until January 6th when we come back. Thursday, we will be doing a show, and a Colby plays games. He's picking this game this week, so we're going to do an hour-long episode on Thursday, possibly, maybe. It's totally possible it gets canceled. because Colby needs to pack, but he says he'll be here. So all things is planned. Thursday episode should happen. So that's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. 6 Central European time, followed by a Colby Plays Games. But otherwise, we won't see you until January 6th, because Colby's going to go on vacation and we got holidays and all that stuff. So guys, I hope you all have a fantastic Christmas.
Have good times,
if you celebrate.
People.
If not, that's cool too. Hope you have a great weekend and all
have
that.
Have a good life.
We'll see you Thursday.
You're doing whatever it
we'll
is.
See you on Thursday, dudes. Follow us on all the things. If you're listening on audio, on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, come to twitch.tv/SethColby. Hit the follow button. All right? Do it. Subscribe. If you have Amazon Prime, you can sub for free. By the way, if you get a bunch of Christmas gift cards, just saying that, you know, you can sub with gift cards, like Subway, Best Buy, Target. Like, you get those gift cards, you can use those on Twitch and sub to us.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
No, you
yes,
fucking
you
can.
Can.
Bullshit.
It's true.
No.
Yeah.
I get a Walmart gift card.
You could sub, well, I'm not sure about Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah, you could sub on Twitch. You could sub on Twitch.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, regardless if that's true, sub anyways.
Yes, we'll put stuff. We're also going to put stuff on
instead of getting a sub,
Instagram and things.
Use that Subway gift card
over the next couple weeks. I'm just going to put up some of our top clips from the year on the Instagram and the Facebook, because we're not going to have a lot of content to work with over the next few weeks. So, kind of do a best of the last 143 episodes.
Yeah, follow on there.
So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, they're all /SethColby. If you want to listen to the podcast, it's at SethColby.com and all that stuff, guys. Thank you so much for hanging out.
Thanks,
we appreciate
y'all.
You. We will see you Thursday, and
it's
if we don't
the
see you then,
to be jolly it is.
We'll see you in 2019,
yeah,
man.
No, we will not.
Yeah, if we don't see you Thursday, I said if we don't see you
Thursday,
we'll see you in 2019.
I'll be here Thursday.
Okay. Love you.
Yeah,
goodbye,
love
everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I got this. I'm the king of fame.